This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program where we answer your questions. You can call us 877-726-8255. Plus, I've been scanning all the important health stories and scientific articles for the week, and we'll digest many of them for you in hopefully an understandable and an entertaining form. That's what Intelligent Medicine is all about. The best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting those all together for you each weekend is my job. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, to come directly into the doctor's office. That number available to you 24-7, 365, and we have some recorded calls we're going to take as well. And a program note, I want to welcome a new radio affiliate to our Intelligent Medicine roster. It's KFAR AM and FM 97.5 in the Fairbanks, Alaska market. Woohoo! Yeah, okay. We're up in Alaska, and it will air on Sundays from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. Well, that's pretty early in the morning for many of you, but I'm watching the series True Detective, and this season's plot revolves around something that's happening up in Alaska above the Arctic Circle, where in December and January it's just dark all the time. The sun disappears around mid-December, never to rise again until later in the year. And so I guess it didn't matter if it's early in the morning, any time of day is okay up there in those dark and cold regions. So welcome, folks listening via KFAR AM in Fairbanks. 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the most interesting stories this week has to do with the impact of a low-carbohydrate diet. Now, there's no question that low-carbohydrate diets are helpful for weight loss. They can help diabetics. Many people lose weight. Their blood sugar improves. Their blood pressure improves. And hence, that lowers their cardiovascular risk. But a disturbing tendency of low-carbohydrate diets, particularly diets that are high in animal protein, and many low-carb diets are animal protein-based, lots of meat, lots of dairy products, high fat, but very low carb. Yeah, you lose weight. Yeah, your blood sugar improves. But your LDL sometimes soars. And that's a knock on the low carb diet, especially when it includes animal protein. And so what's interesting is that it's hard to predict when LDL will go up. It sometimes goes up on a low-carb diet, and it sometimes actually goes down. So the big debate is a low-carb diet helpful for certain things, but then it may ultimately raise your cardiovascular risk because we fixate on LDL, low-density lipoprotein, as the culprit in cardiovascular disease. It's a target for statin drugs. When you have an LDL above a certain level, your doctor's going to pester you to go on a statin drug to lower it because that is said to be the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk. Well, there's a very interesting study here. It's a study of studies. They call that a meta-analysis. 41 trials with 1,379 participants. And they looked at the impact of a low-carb diet on LDL. And they came up with a very, very interesting result. What they found is that if you are of normal to low weight, and normal these days is overweight, but I'm saying a BMI of 25. I personally have a BMI of 25. I'm 165 pounds. I'm 5'10", so I have a BMI that's calculated to be 25. And that's pretty close to optimal. A higher BMI is sometimes associated with cardiovascular risk. Obesity, the cutoff is 35. That is certainly associated with cardiovascular risk. Intermediate levels, 26 to 34. Moderate increase in cardiovascular risk and higher risk of metabolic syndrome. Okay, so what they found is that if you have an LDL that's 25 or less and you go on a low-carb diet, it is more likely that your LDL will go up. And I personally am a case in point because I was once on a very low-fat, high-carbohydrate, high-fiber, vegan diet, virtually no animal fat, very low fat, lots and lots of grains and starchy vegetables, and for protein, things like tofu, which is relatively low fat. And in switching to an animal protein-based diet, a low-carb diet, my LDL went up. Initially, my total cholesterol was about 135 on a macrobiotic vegan diet. And then I flipped the switch to a low-carb diet, including plentiful amounts of animal protein, and my cholesterol soared to over 200. But the good news is that when I assessed my cardiovascular risk via a coronary artery calcium scan at the age of 65, there was zero plaque. So evidently that had little consequence in terms of my cardiovascular risk. What they found was kind of interesting is that for people with an intermediate BMI, 25 to 35, the LDL cholesterol did not change on a low-carb diet, even including plentiful animal protein, saturated fat, and cholesterol. But here's the interesting part. For folks with a BMI greater than 35, the obese, people who are at high risk of cardiovascular disease, LDL cholesterol actually decreased on average by 7 points. Thus, for the very people who are at high risk of cardiovascular disease, the overweight, the effect of a low-carb diet is different. It lowers your LDL. What I'd like to see is some research on slicing and dicing LDL. We know now that LDL is not one single monolithic thing. There is bad LDL and not so bad LDL, and maybe even protective LDL, small dense LDL particles, put you at high risk for cardiovascular disease. Large fluffy LDL particles are less harmful. In fact, may even be benign. And what I've found when I've done this analysis on patients who change their diets is, yes, the LDL sometimes goes up, but the LDL quality improves. The small, dense particles convert to large, fluffy, more benign particles, and that ultimately lowers cardiovascular risk. So putting all our chips on LDL as the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk assessment, maybe a misguided way of looking at things. We need to look at blood sugar, blood pressure, weight, inflammation is a big factor, homocysteine, Lp(a), and on it goes in terms of cardiovascular risk assessment. Interesting study. 877-726-8255 if you want to comment or if you have a question. Call in. We're here. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After taking a longer holiday break than you, Congress had to go back to work. And what did they do? Pass yet another stopgap spending bill to kick the can down the road until March. You keep paying taxes, they continue to not fund the border. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend. 877-726-8255. Our number, that number available to you weekends, weekdays, anytime you like. You can call, you can record a question. We've got a live caller, Kathy from Connecticut. How are you doing, Kathy?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I want you to comment on cannabis and the relationship to your brain. For like a 65-year-old person that takes it who's losing their memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Is there connection?
There can be. I mean, there is a reason that they call marijuana dope, okay, because it can have adverse effects on the brain. That being said, there's some evidence that CBD, which is a component of marijuana, the sort of the non-stoner component of marijuana, may have anti-inflammatory effects in the brain and actually cognitive preservation properties. So it depends. But, you know, I'm most worried about the use of cannabis in young kids, in pre-adolescents, teenagers. When you use it later in life, unless you use it habitually, like, you know, you wake up and smoke a joint, and you need pot throughout the day, that is not a good thing. What do you think? Is this related to yourself or to a person you're concerned about?
A friend who has to take it to get to sleep, takes it all the time, and it's some kind of thing that a friend makes up for her.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed any changes in their cognitive abilities?
Yes, she admits she can't forgets all the time, and her husband told me that she got lost coming home one day and was one street away.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a trade-off there. It may help sedate her, relax her,
exactly.
Enable sleep, but it may actually have a damaging effect on cognition. Of course, you know, correlation is not necessarily cognition. She may, an alternative explanation is that she may have sleep problems due to incipient Alzheimer's. Actually, people who develop Alzheimer's often have sleep problems as a precursor to that. And so the problem may be that with or without the pot, she's developing cognitive decline, which disturbed her sleep. She's using the pot. It's helping her sleep. But the cognitive decline isn't being arrested by the pot. In fact, it may be even accelerated. So, yeah, I mean, look, I have a concern about legalization. Okay, great. It's really a good idea that, you know, somebody who has a nickel bag of pot doesn't go to jail. That didn't happen very often anyway. But the popularization of pot, not a good thing. I spent some unproductive years in college smoking pot, and I kind of regret it. Not that it has long-lasting deleterious effects on my brain, but it was kind of a waste of time because it was difficult to focus and concentrate, and I could have gotten more out of the college experience without that. So, not a great thing.
What kind of medical professional could help her?
Well, if she's, I mean, you got to be desirous of help to get help, and she may be quite content with the status quo, but if she wants help, she really needs to see an addiction specialist. You know, that's a genre of medicine where people work on helping people, you know, get off whatever they're hooked on. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item I find interesting. It's a new fix, a simple fix for elevated blood sugar. It's a lifestyle fix. Hemoglobin A1C is a marker of overall blood sugar. And the an elevated hemoglobin A1C predicts the risk of diabetes. So in this study, they looked at diabetic rats. And I'm personally a swimmer. I spent a lot of time in a pool. Swimming is a good exercise, but my pool is relatively warm. They trained these rats in swimming in both hot and cold water pools. We know that cold immersion is something that helps burn brown fat, which helps people reduce weight and may improve metabolism. In this study, they found that by having the rats swim in hot pools or warm, you know, body temperature pools, no big change on their hemoglobin A1C. But when trained in cold pools, their blood sugar improved. And the intervention also included a combination with cinnamon supplementation. So the trick that worked was giving the rats cinnamon along with having them swim in cold pools. Their blood sugar improved significantly. So this actually harkens back to a personal story that I've shared on this program, but I'll share it again. I have a friend who is frankly very, very overweight. And it's clearly a genetic thing because she doesn't overeat. She's very active. She has many family members who are overweight. It's in the genes. She probably weighs over 300 pounds. And she was complaining of feeling lethargic and tired, you know, schlepping around all that weight. So she installed a cold immersion pool in her yard. And religiously, she spends 3 minutes immersed in the pool at temperatures as low as 49 degrees. Now, air temperature 49, that's not that cold, but water temperature 49 is pretty darn cold. It's going to sting. It's going to give you an ice cream headache if you immerse your face in the water. But by doing that, and she didn't change anything else, she lost 35 pounds, and she feels energized. There really is something to cold immersion in terms of improving metabolism. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
To the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. That number is available to you 24-7, 365. So let's take one of those recorded questions.
How can you tell if you are in danger of getting diabetes 2?
Okay, that's a great question, and there are a variety of ways you can determine that. By the way, there's a transition from normal metabolism or optimal metabolism through kind of a transition where you may have prediabetes. It's insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, and when you suppress a certain level, and usually that's determined by your hemoglobin A1C. Hemoglobin A1C 6.4 or 6.5 is considered diabetes. Anything above that, diabetes type 2, is when you're generally overweight, and that is associated with type 2. The type 1 diabetes, earlier in life, you don't produce enough insulin. Generally, you lose weight. Thin diabetics are generally type 1, and they may require insulin. Type 2 diabetics, very amenable to lifestyle change. And so the simplest test is a home test. Get a tape measure, you know, one of those cloth tape measures, the old-fashioned kind, and take it around your waist and take it around your hips, and then divide your waist circumference by her hip circumference. If it's greater than 1 for a male, the quotient, waist divided by hips, you're likely to be pre-diabetic or metabolic syndrome. For a woman, different criteria because women have bigger hips, right, in general. It's 0.8 or above. And that's highly accurate at predicting the risk of metabolic syndrome. Now, that doesn't mean you have diabetes. The definitive test for diabetes is the hemoglobin A1C, which you can ask your doctor for. Short of that, there's some other ways that you can predict, early prediction of diabetes. You can take a glucose tolerance test, and that's often done for pregnant women. They get a glucose tolerance test. I like to do it for 5 hours. I like to measure both glucose and insulin. And even in the presence of normal glucose, you could have high insulin. That is highly predictive of prediabetes or propensity to diabetes. Even a fasting insulin greater than 10 can tell you that you're more likely to have prediabetes. The other thing that can be helpful, and we did an entire podcast on this that just dropped this week, is the use of what are called CGMs, continuous glucose monitors, because those will tell you, even when the hemoglobin A1C relatively normal or maybe a little borderline, it'll tell you whether your blood sugar is skyrocketing with certain meals or if you have a bad night's sleep or when you don't exercise. It's a very, very good way of studying the way that your body reacts to various lifestyle factors, and particularly diet. Particularly diet. Diet is really the key when it comes to ups and downs of your blood sugar. So there you have it. You know, that's the way you do it. And I great question, because I really wish more and more people would, and doctors too, and doctors really need to be doing this, would do some early prognostication on diabetes risk, because it's like one of the single biggest things that can predict your risk of dying young or having a poor health span. 877-726-8255 our number. And when it comes to studies, you know, lots of studies that say this and that. Well, you don't need a study to tell you that aging and fatigue go hand in hand. Nevertheless, my friends in nutritional therapeutics who are makers of NT Factor point to 16 studies, all peer-reviewed and published in medical journals, showing that NT Factor can reduce fatigue while at the same time age-related changes are reversed. For 30 years now, the makers of NT Factor have worked to improve our health spans by focusing on the mitochondria. Those are those tiny energy powerhouses of our cells. Their science shows that NT Factor, which I don't go a day without, and recommend to my patients, improves our energy and prevents the deterioration that accompanies aging. They promise us that our day-to-day lives will be improved, and they keep proving it. In studies that include placebo-controlled trials, both in academic institutions and in medical practices like mine. You can find NT Factor at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't let tiredness and fatigue rob your senior years. Invest regularly in the anti-aging benefit of NT Factor at ntfactor.com. And by the way, FullScript carries certain NT Factor products, but for a more comprehensive lineup of products, go directly to their website, ntfactor.com. And by the way, FullScript, my online dispensary, is a great way to shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements. You can go to deerhoffmanstore.com to find the highest quality supplements, kind of supplements we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. You can be assured of safety and quality when you shop FullScript at deerhoffmanstore.com. All right, this time is kind of discouraging. And it's the subject of my newsletter article this week. New disease trends highlight medicine's biggest failures is the headline. And it's prompted by my reading of a series of recent articles in the Wall Street Journal, which highlight how critical aspects of Americans' health are deteriorating at the very time that nearly every day we learn of yet another medical breakthrough, some high-tech and often pricey cure. For example, the remarkable cure for sickle cell disease. The only problem is that it costs about $2 million. You have to undergo a bone marrow transplantation, receive high-dose chemotherapy, and ultimately you may be cured of sickle cell, but you still are at risk of a higher susceptibility to cancer after your bone marrow transplantation because you've undergone high-dose chemotherapy. So, you know, breakthrough cures, okay, fantastic. I mean, I hope we cure these diseases, and we're coming up with more and more plausible treatments and cures for cancer that extend people's lives. Fewer women are dying of breast cancer because of advancements in breast cancer treatment and detection. But here's a problem. Headline from Wall Street Journal. Cancer is striking more young people and doctors are alarmed and baffled. So what they found is that diagnosis rates in the United States rose in 2019 to 108 cases per 100,000 for people under 50. That's up 12.8% from 2000. So people are getting cancer at younger and younger ages, and there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear, to echo the lyric from Buffalo Springfield, old school 1960s song. So there's a concern. And worldwide, the incidence of early onset cancer experienced a 79% increase from 1990. So what's going on? And the key to that is there's something in our environment, and certainly our diet is part of our environment. Diets have gone downhill since many of these Gen Xers were born. And there's also increasing environmental pollution. Actually, air quality better in many cities, but there's so many chemicals being unleashed in the environment. I have a big concern about microparticles. A study done at my alma mater, Columbia University, shows that we have vastly underestimated the amount of plastic microparticles that are present in plastic bottles. You know, a lot of people drink from plastic bottles. You know, hydration's a good thing. But they're getting microparticles invisible to the naked eye that are so small they can traverse the walls of the digestive tract, get into the bloodstream, get into cells. What could be the potential consequence of exposures like this? So this is a big concern, and medicine is failing us in that regard. There's also a companion article in the Wall Street Journal that states that Americans are living longer but spending less time in good health. This is about what's called the health span. There's a crucial difference between lifespan and health span. We may be living longer. Actually, we're living less long. We're going backwards in terms of life expectancy in the United States, far behind many other advanced countries. But our health spans are shortening. We're spending more and more time taking powerful medications with polypharmacy, being sustained by life-saving procedures, but not in good health at the end of life. And so that is a concern that we need to address. It's one of the big deficiencies in our healthcare system. But there may be some good news on that front. There's a novel bill just passed in my state, in New York. The bill sponsor is New York State Assembly member Linda Rosenthal, who's a Democrat from Manhattan. And the bill states that diet-related diseases are on the rise, yet physicians in New York State are not required to receive continued education on the topic of nutrition and its impact on such diseases. In fact, the majority of medical school curricula do not even provide students with the minimum number of hours of nutrition coursework recommended by the powers that be to support our health. And it's important that physicians are empowered to discuss the topic with their patients and offer support. So, look, this is not going to change things overnight, but it is recognition that we need to do better. We need to do better in prevention of lifestyle-related diseases. We need to address the environment. We need to address diets. We need to address physical fitness, a very, very important component of longevity and improving health span. These are the areas where conventional medicine is not really excelling, and we need to do better. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Jumpstart your healthy resolutions with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorn. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorn supplements is 20% off, including Thorn's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fight off cognitive decline. Cinequel is rich in the best researched ingredients that help support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support after impact-related head injury. Just go to DearHoffman.com/Thorn for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorn products. That's DearHoffman.com/Thorn. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Kickstart the new year with Mario and friends on their latest adventure. Experience the next evolution of Mario fun with the Super Mario Bros. Wonder Game. Classic Mario side-scrolling gameplay is turned on its head with spectacular moments you have to see to believe, including unexpected events called Wonder Effects and the largest cast of characters in a side-scrolling Mario game, including Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Toad, and Yoshi. You can even buddy up on one system or play online with the Nintendo games rated E to E10+. Of a system that best fits their needs and play styles. And if you're in the mood to play some of your all-time faves, the Nintendo Switch family of systems is home to Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Animal Crossing New Horizons, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Splatoon 3, Pikmin 4, and more. For more, go to Nintendo.com. Additional game systems and or accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Nintendo Switch online membership and Nintendo account required for online features. Membership auto-renews after initial term at the then current price unless canceled. Not available in all countries. Internet access required for online features. Terms apply. Nintendo.com/Switch-Online. Game systems, some accessories, and Nintendo Switch online membership sold separately. Games rated E to E10+.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we're talking about all the components of a healthy lifestyle, and exercise is certainly one of them. But as we age, a lot of people just give up the ghost on exercise. They go, you know, I'm 70 or I'm 80, and, you know, I'm just too old. I'm too old to exercise, and I'm too far gone to recover any measure of fitness. Well, I would label this story hashtag what's your excuse, because it's a profile of a 92-year-old four-time world champion indoor rower. It is a study of one. They did a deep dive on the physiologic characteristics of this 92-year-old champion indoor rower. And what they found was quite interesting. Because, spoiler alert, this guy actually started exercising at the age of 73. He retired, he got kind of bored, and maybe his genes are good because his father was also a champion rower, but he didn't do that much exercise. So at 73, he decided, I'm going to take up some indoor rowing, something that you can do in any kind of weather. You don't have to go out in a frozen river in January to compete in indoor rowing. And they studied this guy six ways to Sunday. They studied his heart rate. They studied his oxygen consumption. They studied his lung capacity. They studied his lean body mass. And what they concluded is that he was pretty comparable to a fit 30 or 40-year-old. Now, look, there's no question that as you age, your capacity to achieve these milestones is going to decrease. Also, your potential to experience injuries, which impair your exercise ability, that's going to happen too. Your joints, your ligaments, your muscles, they tend to wear out and become more susceptible to injuries which preclude exercise or reduce your ability. But anyway, this guy is quite remarkable, and what their conclusion is that there is a potential, what is called a pliability or plasticity of these cardiorespiratory systems to maintain high functionality at an advanced age. So I take this as a signal of hope for myself as I continue to undertake exercise exploits into my 70s and hope to be able to continue them for a long time. It's doable. You can do it. 877-726-8255, our number. All right, another big study which looks at another factor which relates to healthy aging. And It's about diet. And what component in diet has the closest relationship to healthy aging? According to the Nurses' Health Study, a huge study of tens of thousands of nurses, 48,762 participants who were under the age of 60 in 1984. And the really interesting part of this study is that it just keeps on going. It's been going since the 80s, and they retrospectively looked at intake of total protein, animal protein, dairy protein, and plant protein in these individuals. Healthy aging was defined as being free from 11 major chronic diseases, having good mental health, and not having impairments in either cognitive or physical function. And their conclusion was that it was about the protein. Protein intake was significantly associated with higher odds of healthy aging. In particular, they found plant protein was helpful, but I think there's a little bit of reverse causation here, because people who are careful enough to be on vegetarian or plant-based diets, consume a lot of plant protein, they're generally more careful in other respects in life. And so that may skew the results. That was no knock on animal protein, because animal protein also improved the likelihood of healthy aging. So too did dairy protein. Total protein was significantly associated with healthy aging in this cohort of nurses who have been followed for, looks like 40 years at this point. 877-726-8255, our number. Interesting story here, because when it comes to detecting skin cancer, you got to go to the doctor. The doctor takes a look at you. Sometimes, it's a judgment call. Like, does this need to be biopsied? At a recent visit, I had a bunch of biopsies. They were all negative, unnecessarily so. I got a big bill from the pathology lab. The FDA has cleared an AI-powered non-invasive skin cancer detector. And it looks like it kind of plugs into an iPhone. It's like this little thing that you plug into an iPhone and you apply it to some kind of little glitch you have on your skin. It's the Derma Sensor. And it looks pretty good using AI and algorithm. They say the Derma Sensor is expected to improve primary care and dermatology.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operatory takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice.
Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tuesday's New Hampshire presidential primary will have one less official candidate.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ended his presidential bid Sunday with a videotaped message.
The majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance.
And gave his endorsement.
Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden.
DeSantis came in second in Iowa, but 30 points behind Trump, and took a parting shot at rival Nikki Haley.
We can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents.
Haley's been out in New Hampshire shaking hands and holding rallies.
Do we want more of the same, or do you want something different?
Trying to put a dent into Donald Trump's New Hampshire support. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Much of the country remains gripped by deadly Arctic weather. Some are still digging out. Sub-freezing conditions and treacherous roadways far south as Texas and Florida remain gripped by deadly Arctic weather. National Weather Service says the numbing cold is expected to ease up in the coming days. Memphis Major Utility says crews are trying to get power back to some 700,000 people. Israel's announced the death of another hostage in Gaza, a 19-year-old soldier.
Israeli military is confirming the death of Sergeant Shai Levinson, one of 250 hostages taken by Hamas in the October 7 attack. His body is still in Gaza, according to Israeli media. Israel continues its bombing campaign and ground invasion of the Gaza Strip, attempting to eliminate Hamas and ensure the return of remaining hostages. Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to reject Hamas's demands for troop withdrawals or a ceasefire. Only a complete victory will ensure the elimination of Hamas and the return of all our hostages, Netanyahu says in a video statement. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Now you all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
A reformed mobster who admitted stealing a pair of ruby slippers Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz says he gave in to the temptation of one last score. Terry John Martin's attorney has finally revealed the 76-year-old's motive for the theft in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum in Minnesota. The FBI recovered the shoes in 2018, but Martin wasn't charged with stealing them until last year. Jason Walker reporting.
A Texas man's behind bars after pleading guilty to kidnapping a 13-year-old girl who was rescued in California last year when a motorist saw her hold up a help me sign in a parked car. The 62-year-old admitted he sexually assaulted the victim while driving her from Texas to California. The girl was rescued in Long Beach. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's a battle going on in the art world.
New York prosecutors say they've returned two more pieces of art to the heirs of a Jewish Holocaust victim. They're fighting in court to recover a third from a Chicago museum. The pieces are among about 80 watercolor and pencil works by Austrian expressionist Egon Schiele, collected in the early 1900s by a Jewish man in Vienna. New York prosecutors say the art was seized by the Nazis and transferred in a shady deal to Swiss galleries. So far, 10 artworks have been returned after seizures, mostly from museums. But the Art Institute of Chicago is contesting the seizure of a Schiele drawing called Russian War Prisoner. The Art Institute argues it owns the piece legally. Keith Peters reporting.
Pitchfork, the most influential music publication of the internet age, is being folded into GQ Magazine Online. At least 12 staff members have already been laid off. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Appreciate you tuning in today. We have an awesome program on tap today with Mr. Chris Doogie and Mr. James Moberg. They are the owners of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. Look, write this number down, because when you're ready for this type of work and this type of a service and product, I'm telling you, you need to reach out to our friends at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. You can also go online. It's an excellent website, bathwizardusa.com, bathwizardusa.com. And with that, Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
For our listeners all across the country, you want to pay close attention to this next segment. We're going to be talking about a product that could really be life-changing, frankly, and I don't think I'm overstating that. This single product could help you, first of all, and first and foremost, feel better, and it could also help you remain independent in your home for years and years to come. So I'm just so excited to talk about this. So we've talked a lot about Bath Wizard, all the different innovative products. We've talked about, you know, the double lifetime warranty, and we've talked a lot about the products and services with Bath Wizard. But we have something new that we have not discussed on the program today, and it is directly applicable to so many in this listening audience with you know, seniors and their caregivers. I understand that you have developed a new walk-in bathtub.
Yeah, we started working with an engineering and design firm about 8 years ago, and we had we've sold thousands of walk-in tubs all across America, and we've talked to what customers like about them, what customers don't like about them, and the things people don't like about ours are less than some of the competing models, but nonetheless, there are still a few things that customers maybe would find, you know what? I bet we could change something there.
Yeah. There's always room for improvement. Yeah.
And so we compiled a list, and over About a year back and forth. I mean, this thing's 8 years in the making, but a year of that's just going back and forth with engineers and saying, okay, this is possible, that's not possible. This might be possible, that might be possible. This is what it would cost to do that. And then making business decisions that could make all of that a reality. Long story short, after 8 years of development, we have what we think is as close to perfect of a walk-in tub, and we call it the platinum. Just like metals, this one's right up there in the top.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about it.
Very good.
And one of the reasons it is called the Platinum, it has all the features that all, you know, anytime someone said, I like something that's a low step in, I want something that has aromatherapy and all the different types of therapy options, this one has everything. It's the pinnacle of listening to customers and designing what makes the most sense. If it were, you know, if I had a family member who said they needed a walk-in tub, I would tell them this is the one to get.
And so do you manufacture this then? Obviously, you've created, designed it, engineered it. You've solved the vast majority of the issues or maybe the customer concerns or complaints that have been registered over all the years. Is this something that you manufacture?
This is not something that we're going to manufacture locally in Kansas. We're having an outside firm that builds it all. However, the talk is as if it's as big a hit as we think it's going to be, actually setting up full assembly and manufacturing here, even in the Kansas City area, as an example. But problems with walk-in tubs. And starting with our competitors, one of the biggest ones, the one that drives everybody nuts. Now, we've always had a patented dual drain on our walk-in tubs, so the drain time has never been an issue, but this one actually drains faster than our old ones. Competing models can take up to 20 minutes to drain, which is absurd whenever you're doing that on a daily.
Yeah. So if I'm in there and I'm taking a bath and I've been bubbled and all that kind of stuff and I'm ready to get out, I don't want to sit there for 20 minutes for all this water to drain out so I can get out of there. That would drive me nuts.
Yeah. And so the drain time has always been an advantage of ours. It's even a greater advantage now with the drain time of the new one. And I'm going to let a secret out of the bag. This is why our current model is not as good as it could be. And that is you can't soak your shoulders in it.
Okay.
And this one was really hard engineering wise to figure out is, you know, your shoulders get cold in a bathtub. People want to go, you know, up to their chin. And
as you get older, I mean, I don't feel that I'm very old, but you might have a little catch in your shoulder. You could have arthritis in your shoulder, and it's a really important part to receive that hot water therapy.
So not just the soaking depth of not being able to get your shoulders in, but also the jet placement, not having the jets high enough to massage the top of the back. So
I want one.
And I'm not particularly small. I'm 6'3". This is one I could fit in just fine. And I think you could be a few inches taller than me and do just fine in it. It would be the perfect size. And if you were smaller, it still works for a smaller person as well.
Yeah, you just take it up to the height of your, like you said, about under your chin.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then the depth and width of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
So, customers' homes aren't conducive of carrying a large box down their hallway and through their doorway.
No.
And many of your customers find that getting a walker or wheelchair is difficult to get through their bathroom door.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this tub, so that puts strains on the engineering of how wide the seat can be. And it's not a secret for a lot of people if you've noticed over the last few decades, but people's bottoms are getting larger.
Yep.
And this is the widest interior depth that'll still fit through most people's doorways.
Okay. All right.
So instead of having a 17, 18 inch wide seat, this one has a mammoth wide seat.
Well, and let's just be honest about it. I mean, not everyone is, you know, not all the ladies are, you know, 5'6 and 110 pounds. Not all the guys are, you know, 5'10 to 6 foot, you know, 180 pounds. You know, if you're larger than that, and most people are, and you want a walk-in bathtub with most of the bathtubs on the market, you could have a problem. With this one, you will not have a problem.
We see a lot of ailments, and the ailment list is usually pretty long. You know, people say it's my feet hurt, or my joints hurt, or my knees hurt. And sometimes when people start hurting, they start moving less, and with less movement turns into some weight gain sometimes. And
yep.
So it's not uncommon for our customers to be a little larger than the average person, or larger than they were when they were more active.
Yep, and it's just a fact. It is what it is. And so I just love that you have taken the watchful eye and two ears listening well, and you've heard some of the complaints. Wow, I like this tub, but I wish it went up a little bit higher so that my shoulders can receive the therapy. I love my tub, but I really hate waiting for 20 minutes for it to drain. I mean, you're listening to these things, and then you did something about it, and you re-engineered the nearly, maybe not perfect, but the nearly perfect tub.
Well, we thought it was pretty perfect, and selling several thousand of them, we've got almost flawless reviews on it. You got some people who just don't want to walk in tub once they see what it is.
Yep, yep.
But by and large, the majority of people absolutely love what they have. Now, here's the big problem and something we didn't talk before the show, and that is this is the first tub on the market that's specifically designed for people with diabetes and neuropathy. And what makes it unique is you can actually fill up the bottom portion and only massage the feet and legs, which is really helpful for people with diabetes. They don't have to fill the whole tub up and make the water go up over their shoulders if they don't want to do that every single day.
So you can have a lower depth, you can have the jets working, and just massage that, just work on the lower part of the body.
Yeah, and we always say the feet are the first thing to go, and when you lose your feet, you lose your independence, and more circulation to the feet is always a good thing.
Okay, so I really appreciate that, and let's continue that thought after the break, but first, have the Senior Care Live question of the week. Is Greenboard a good idea or bad idea to use in the bathroom? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Is Greenboard a good idea or a bad idea to use in the bathroom? And the answer is... Okay, this one, I'm not going to make an absolute statement. Greenboard may not be a good idea, and it may not be your best choice. And we are going to come back. We're going to circle back to that here in just a little bit. But let's reintroduce my friends and special guests in studio, Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owners of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. To reach the great folks at Bath Wizard to find out how they can help you in your bathroom, 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. 5914. You can also go online. It's an excellent website, bathwizardusa.com. bathwizardusa.com. And before we move on to the green board, because that's really fascinating what you're doing there, let's continue our discussion on the walk-in tub. So right at the end of that first segment, you were talking about how you don't have to fill the tub all the way up to get the jets working. You could just fill the lower half and work the lower extremities, and this is particularly beneficial for someone with, you know, diabetes or neuropathy and some of the lower extremity issues.
Foot pain.
There's a lot of foot pain.
Anyway, it's the first walk-in tub to ever be developed that actually allows you to zone out the jets. So most walk-in bathtubs, you got to fill up the entire tub all the way to the top of the back jets in order for the jets to work. This one, for a person that doesn't want to fill it up and use it as a bathtub every day, but they want to get more circulation, which would hopefully introduce more oxygen to the extremities, and the feet being the, they got a saying in our business that if a person loses their feet, that's the first thing to go of losing their independence. Mm-hmm. Once your feet are gone, it just brings on a mountain of problems down the road.
100% true, no doubt.
So this allows you to have it allows you to zone out to just have your calves, your feet, the front of the foot, the back of the foot, the heel. It allows you to massage all of that and get circulation going.
They often say that motion is mother's nature's lotion. And so motion is lotion. And when you're feeling less heavy and you've got some buoyancy a little bit in the water, you feel like you've got less pressure. You're able to move around a little bit, and just the jets and the hydrotherapy starts to help the body feel like it can do things. And you start moving around a little bit. You're a little bit less cramped. You're able to just float a little bit, and before you know it, now your shoulder's moving a little bit, and you're able to, mm-hmm. to get more motion, which allows you to have more motion. So not to say that getting dressed is going to be easier the next day, but it's not a far stretch to say that taking a walk-in bath at night, you are going to do things easier than you did before you did your walk-in bath.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. You've got that therapeutic part of that massage, and that the jets, like you said, being aimed at very specific body parts, and they're going to give that area, your calf, your foot, your toes, et cetera, a massage, and it's warm and it's moist, and all of those things are good things for our joints and all of our parts.
One adult conversation to have about this is that there's a hygienic component of some of the strategically placed jets that allow someone to be independent and still maintain cleanliness.
So how does that work?
Well, so a few years back, companies came out with bidets in the seats, and those were essentially a water jet squirting up your
hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
And as fun as that sounds, it turns out that it wasn't that pleasant for a lot of people. So yeah. We actually introduced an air bidet years ago, which warm, sanitized air flows up under your hoo-hoo, and long story short, people like that in more ways than one, of course, but one big one outside of the obvious, which some people call it the husband replacer, is that it actually negates the need for a caregiver to actually bathe you in places you don't want a caregiver to bathe you. So
yeah.
It allows you to be an independent in more ways than one. And what we joke is, you know, if you need a caregiver, put a bell by the thing and I'll ring you when I need my towel.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Outside of bringing my towel, I don't need you to bring anything else.
Well, it solves an issue of independence and dignity, because you have a caregiver, worse yet, a family member mm-hmm. to come in. And we were talking about this coming into the studio today. Who wants your son or your daughter giving you a bath? Let me hold my hand up and say, no, thanks. So this, again, dignity and independence, and you just solved one of the big issues.
One of the first sales that I ever made was to a gentleman out in Lee's Summit, Missouri. And he was 90 years old, and he'd moved in with his dad. And he said, hey, Chris, stop it right there. Just tell me who to make the check to. And we were talking about the private discussion we had just previously had.
Yeah.
And he said, I had to actually bathe my father because my father, when he was my age, moved in with me. Hmm. And the day that I bathed my dad, the look in his eye was never the same. And he slowly started crying right in front of me.
Yeah.
We've had other adult children who've shared the situations they're going through. Mom or dad came back from the hospital, and we've got a chair that we're trying to make do in the bathroom, and here's what we're going through. And you can just see that not everyone is comfortable with what they're having to do to keep mom or dad clean.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, going back to what you just said, dignity and independence, a walk-in tub is exactly that.
Well, and it's just such a huge deal. And staying independent in your home, I've always said that. If you can do it, as long as it makes sense, as long as it's affordable, as long as it's safe. Safe is a huge issue in that equation. This solves this checks a lot of the boxes there. And just another thought on this, and we talked about it off air, was, and I didn't even think about this, but it's one of the best-selling items in the world of senior care is a seat lift chair.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sitting in your kind of a lounge chair, and then you can hit a button, and then the whole thing comes up to help you easily stand up. Well, you have that same effect in this walk-in bathtub, because you can fill the water up to your shoulders, and then you can just stand up easily because all of the weight is off your joints, and it's very simple to stand up.
Yeah, and so we also sell mobility pillows. They're actually bath cushions that go from 2 inches to 8 inches.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
If a person's having trouble standing up, not to worry, because this will allow you to regain your independence as long as possible.
And then last but not least, you caught me way off guard. it could take 15 or 20 minutes for most bathtubs to drain, because that's a lot of water. How fast does your tub drain?
This one will drain in less than 80 seconds.
80 seconds.
And not to shoot our own product in the mouth, but our current model, you have to step up a little bit in it. So we went to the engineers and said, let's take that down, the entry down to the floor, almost like a zero-entry shower. So there's actually no step up in our new Platinum unit.
That is excellent, and thank you, Chris and James, for being here today. And don't go away. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. From Australia, it's astonishing to see how a few individuals and professionals in life, even after technically retiring from their work, choose to keep working for goodness among communities and societies. Over the years, several organizations and people have been associated with such acts of service for the ones in need. How often have we heard about veterans coming forward for other veterans and spreading the good in their lives? Well, with a powerful purpose of benefiting veterans, Veteran Benefits Australia was founded to better their lives with the best health care and community facilities and programs. It eases veterans' mental and physical challenges by helping them connect to health care providers, community programs, and mental health groups effortlessly and quickly.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Subaru Forester Wilderness. Equipped with 9.2 inches of ground clearance, all-terrain capability, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and a design that's bold and protective at the same time, the Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I'm really excited to introduce to you my next guest, Glenn Stockton and Carrie Stracy, and they're with Stockton and Kant Law. And Glenn and Carrie, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Well, thank you for having us on here. Excited
Thanks,
to be
Steve.
Here.
All right. And so for our listeners, so this is a nationally syndicated radio program going all coast to coast. You might think, now, wait a minute. Steve's talking to a law firm in Kansas City. Well, the information that we discuss will help you wherever you should live. And you want to stay tuned because later on, we're going to let you know how to find an experienced elder law attorney in your neck of the woods, so to speak. So, with that, with Stockton and Kant Law, you can reach out at 913-856-2828 or online at Stockton, and you spell it just like it sounds, Stockton Law. com. And Glenn, Carrie, again, thanks for being here today. Let's start off with just tell us a little bit about your law firm and what do you specialize in and how do you help your clients?
So we are a estate planning and elder law firm here in the Kansas City area. I think when you think what's the difference between estate planning and elder law,
yeah.
You know, is that for us, the market segments the stuff and when we feel like it shouldn't. So to us, elder law is estate planning for a certain season of life that I guess we all aspire to get to, going, we hope we never need long-term care. But statistically, we know that such a large, you know, segment of the population is going to need care at some point in life. And as I tell people, you know, we don't want to wait till we're sitting down at the admissions desk at a nursing home to start figuring this out. But for most people, that's what they do, right? They go, yeah. They don't go see an elder law attorney till they're at that point. They've at least got their foot in the door there at the nursing home. So what we do is with estate planning, we want to make sure that when we're younger, healthier, to the extent possible, we're planning and hope we never need long-term care. But if we do, we've thought this through. How are we going to pay for it? Who's making decisions? Where do we pay from? You know, we don't know all the specifics yet. We don't know where they're going to receive care, what level of care, what the per diem is going to be. But we can have a plan in place. And so we do a lot of trust planning. One of the beauties of a trust is we have the ability to use that trust to help us for that long-term care piece. So that's a bit of what we do in big picture when we're planning. Mm-hmm. We're planning for to make sure our assets go to who we want, when we want, the way we want, least amount of costs and taxes, you know, but also we're planning for that long-term care piece.
And I got into this through my passion for seniors. I've been in the senior living industry for much of my career and realized there was such a need for pre-planning. I always usually dealt with families in crisis, and when I learned more about estate planning through educational workshops that Glenn does, I realized, okay, we can take care of this before something happens. Because as we all know, something will happen. And by thinking ahead and getting a plan in place, it's the best gift you can give to your family.
There's no doubt about that. I am constantly preaching. I get a little preachy about it. Proactive. proactive, and people are probably tired of it, but I can't tell you how many people have called and said, Steve, you know what, I agree with that, and I need to make some plans for my future. Now, I help people find the right senior care community, so it's a different type of a business and a service, but the approach is the same. Be prepared.
It really is, and I think, you know, that's we're talking the same language. We're telling people the same things. We're preparing for things that may not happen, we hope don't happen, but they can, and we don't want to wait till we're at the admissions desk to start figuring this out and sure we got the resources in place.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're a big part of that, right? Helping them find the communities. Okay. The attorney comes in as part of that to make sure that everything goes off without a hitch.
And so you had mentioned that, you know, most of us will need long-term care at some point. I would go back to our friends in long-term care insurance business, and they can tell you exactly, but it's about 70% of us will require, receive, and have to pay for, and that's the key part of it, pay for long-term care at some point in our life. And so, let's be prepared beforehand. I love that you mentioned and you recognize that kind of this segmentation of estate planning and then elder law, but you look at it a little bit differently to where these two things go hand in hand, and you can have trust involved and have people really financially prepared, because as we've talked about many times on the program, this stuff's expensive.
It really is. And so when we do trust plans, one of the beauties of trust, right? It's not the only way to estate plan, but it's the only way, I won't say the only, it's typically the way that we're going to plan for long-term care. And so the problem is within the market, elder law is a specialized area of the law, so they don't go see the elder law attorney until we need it.
Yeah.
And the problem is then we're late in the game. So when we design a trust, the most common trust are revocable trusts. Think of a trust like a safe. We create the safe. We keep the key to the safe. But we want some ability in that trust. So we've designed it where we can flip the switch, give the key to somebody else to start the five-year look back clock ticking.
Mm-hmm.
We could have a whole segment on just that,
yeah,
the five-year clock. But the idea is to be able to protect our assets so we don't go broke in a nursing home. And that's really what we're helping people do. Hope you never need it. But if so, you know, let's make sure we have some protections in place. And we have this beautiful thing called a trust. And with a trust, we can do that. I can't do that with wills. I cannot do that with beneficiary designations or power attorneys, but we can darn sure do it with the trust.
And so it sounds like that's possibly the primary function of an elder law attorney, is to try to protect the assets and do some Medicaid planning and be forward thinking on the cost. So today, at least in our neck of the woods here in the Johnson County in the Kansas City area, I mean, a shared room in long-term care is now about $9,000 a month, and that's only going to go up every single year.
Yeah, and as I tell clients, you know, you're writing that check for $9,000 before you move in, and the next month you do it again, and the month after that, and the month after that, except it's not $9,000 anymore. Now it's $10,000.
That's right. That's right. It is just skyrocketing. So what are some examples of when someone should reach out to an elder law attorney for legal guidance?
Well, a lot of times when I was in senior living, people would call and they said, okay, mom fell. She broke her hip. She has dementia, and there's no plan in place. And here's a family in need that I can't help. I have to send them to elder law, to get those plans in place. So really, it's just getting that done before it happens.
And I think that's it. When should you reach out? Sooner rather than later. If you work with an attorney who does this right, the estate planning and the elder law tie in together. So we all know we need a plan to make sure assets go to who we want, when we want, the way we want. Let's just make sure those things tie together. But certainly somebody who's already there facing it, they didn't plan in advance, there's a lot we can do as elder law attorneys to make sure we can help protect assets and make this so that we're not a burden on those, our loved ones.
Okay, and do you help if someone needs to get qualified for Medicaid and apply for Medicaid? Can you help out with that as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's, you know, that's when we have it pre-planned. Now we're in that crisis mode.
Yeah.
We don't have the luxury of that 5-year advance. There's still a lot we can do to help them get qualified to divisions of assets and, you know, restructuring, recharacterizing assets, all kinds of things we do, doing the Medicaid applications. But in the ideal situation, we've planned ahead. And we've already, you know, we're prepared when that time comes, and we don't need that crisis planning, which is what elder law often gets, you know, down to. It's really the crisis plan because we didn't plan ahead.
Yep, and I can't tell you how many people have called me, hairs on fire. That might be where I do some of my best work. I do backflips, and I bend over backwards to help them, and we do the very best that we can. But no one makes their best decisions as a family or a future resident in long-term care with that pressure of that crisis just breathing down your neck. It's such a stressful time.
That is a huge part of why I'm so glad to do what I do in service in this magnitude, because something will happen and people don't make educated decisions.
And I would say the number one thing we hear is why people come see a training. I said I'm on the board of governors for the American Academy of State Penitentiary. So this isn't just in the Kansas City market. This is across the country. The number one reason people do estate planning is they don't want to be a burden to those that live behind, their kids, mm-hmm. their spouse. And if we wait to do this stuff in those crisis modes, it's a burden for those. And yep. typically we can no longer participate in that. So it's getting ahead of that to the extent we can. If not, well, then we'll, you know, your loved ones will step in and deal with it. But I'm just constantly preaching, get ahead, plan ahead.
I say anytime you can control your own destiny, make your own plans, and participate in those plans and not have someone else make the plans for you, call the shots, do that every single time. Again, that's having control of where you're going and what happens to you and how your money is spent. And any time that you can have a direct say in that, that's always, always the way to go. So, again, we're speaking today with Glenn Stockton and Carrie Stracy, both with Stockton and Cant Law. You can reach out to them at 913-856-2828 or online at StocktonLaw.com. And we're going to have more coming up next. And again, anywhere in the country, you will benefit from this information. And we're going to let you know how to find a qualified and experienced elder law attorney in your area. Don't go away. We're going to have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of.
For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After taking a longer holiday break than you, Congress had to go back to work. And what did they do? Pass yet another stopgap spending bill to kick the can down the road until March. You keep paying taxes, they continue to not fund the border. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right. I'm back with my special guests in studio, Glenn Stockton and Carrie Stracy, both with Stockton and Kant Law. You can reach out to them at 913-856-2828 or stocktonlaw.com. Go online, stocktonlaw.com. And Glenn, we were talking on the break there. Tell us your story. How did you get into becoming an elder law specialist?
So I knew I wanted to go to law school. I hadn't got there yet. I was going to go into international law. But my grandparents, my grandmother died, and my mom tried to convince my grandfather to move back here to Kansas so she could help look after him, but he didn't want to leave the home. So home health care was brought in. And we got a call. My grandfather got remarried, and guess who he married?
Oh,
a home care worker.
Oh, my. Oh.
She knew what she was doing.
Uh-huh.
And when
I hate stories like this, by the way.
When he passed, everything went to this new wife. And when we went to the funeral, we weren't even allowed to sit in the family room. Her and her family were there. But she did tell us that before we'd left to go to the cemetery, this was back in the 90s, before we went to the cemetery, she came to me still at the funeral home and said, look, you guys are not welcome at the home. However, if you give me about an hour after we leave the cemetery, I do have a few things I want your mom to have. I'll put them in a box at the end of the driveway. And that was all we ended up getting at the end of the day.
Wow.
So when I got to law school, you know, I still thought I was going into international law, but I went to law school shortly thereafter. And when I took wills and trusts, it resonated with me. I found this is really where my passion is at. And so part of what I'm doing is I'm helping people through this journeys of life. It's, you know, long-term care is a piece of this, but what happens when one spouse dies?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we make sure that the new spouse doesn't come in or a predator come in and mm-hmm. take this? How do we protect if one spouse has got to go long-term care? We don't spend all the money taking care of that spouse and there's nothing left for the survivor. And we can do divisions of assets and all those kind of things in those crisis things that we were talking about in the last segment.
Yeah.
But if those are the things we're planning for, right, is to go in. And it's just how I got into this and what fuels me on a daily basis to keep showing up and doing it. It's helping families avoid those kind of disasters.
You know, I hate that you and your family had to go through that, It reminds me of one of my clients. Long story short, they hired this private caregiver to come in. Somehow she convinced mom, who had a little bit of memory issues, not too bad, but some. Somehow she turned mom against the rest of all of her kids. And all of a sudden, this lady's driving a new car. All of a sudden, I mean, it's similar, not as bad as your story, but very, very similar. And their kids were almost locked out of any choice or say in their mom. And she had some major assets, and it reminds me of that situation a little bit. So
I see it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And you can help people in that situation. You can help people avoid that situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we do the planning. Those are the kinds of things we can, you know, I hope nobody goes through these things, but yeah. we can, you know, look down and say, these are the types of things we're trying to protect against when we're doing estate planning. And long-term care is one of those big ones, you know, that from the statistical standpoint, you know, we need to make sure we have a plan in place.
Okay. And a simple question, would you recommend someone having an individual at the nursing home complete a Medicaid application, or would you recommend them seeing an elder law specialist?
I would highly recommend seeing an elder law specialist, because while the people at the communities that offer to do that, social workers, I know we can handle that for you, we'll do the application, they're well-intentioned. They mean well. They're not charging a fee, but the cost far exceed, in most every circumstance, they far exceed had we gone and worked with a specialist, because what they're not able to do is protect any of the assets, because Medicaid's going to require that we spend down all our assets until we don't have any assets to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our options are spend it, give it away, or put it in a trust. And giving it away has got issues and tax concerns and all that. So we're typically going to have to go through a spend down or put it in a trust. And the communities are not going to help you with that. So working with a qualified elder law attorney is going to be able to walk you through that process. And you should be able to see the return on your investment. And they should be able to show that to you before you spend any money so that you know, what does this look like? So absolutely.
I think the vast majority of people that I've worked with, if seeing an elder law attorney, it's the best money you've ever spent. It's a no-brainer.
It really is.
In my opinion. So let's talk about power of attorney documents. What is a power of attorney document, and are there different types of power of attorney documents?
So absolutely. So power of attorney is a key planning document. And so when we have a power of attorney, we have typically the financial power of attorney, which is dealing with finances, property, and a health care power of attorney. What we see in issues, and I'm sure you've run into this as well, it's that the financial power of attorney, the days of a general durable power of attorney being enough are long gone. This is a key disability planning document. This is one I pound on the table and say, guys, we got to get this right. Appoint somebody a trust and give them the power to do anything and everything they may be able to do to protect us. We can give them the powers to sell the home, create trust, terminate trust, all the things we need to do to protect assets in long-term care. This is a key document to it. The general power of attorney that we see people, you know, down only use LegalZoom, or I still see a lot of attorneys, general practice attorneys, you know, non-estate plan attorneys using this, and even occasionally estate plan attorneys are using nothing more than a general durable power of attorney.
Yep.
And that's a shame, because 30 years ago, that worked. It doesn't work today.
Well, it needs to be more specific and have specific examples of how you can exercise that authority to transact financial transactions. Sell real estate, move 401k assets. I mean, it can get really complicated. I've heard of so many times where there are so many victims of elder financial abuse that a lot of these institutions, if you show up with your one-page, $9.95 power of attorney document, they're going to laugh at you. They're not going to take it.
One of the things, that is the one document, by the way, that needs to be updated periodically, at least every 4 to 5 years. We like to meet with our clients annually. And that's one document. We don't charge for that. We've always seen that as mutually beneficial. We keep that up to date. But when we're meeting with our clients annually and meeting with their family, you know, so that they know mom and dad have a plan in place, we can avoid a lot of these problems and make sure that power of attorney works when we actually need it.
Okay. And then are there any stories of how you've been able to help a family or an individual recently?
Yeah, thanks. I can think of one that just recently happened, and we had a family call us. They were running out of money. Mom was with dementia in a memory care, and it's very difficult to try to move people out of that situation when they're used to it. And after doing some research and digging, we were able to see they qualified for VA benefits and get them qualified for that so that they were able to stay there and not have to move.
All right, excellent. So you are there truly for the individual, for the family, and you have so many resources. And again, if you need an elder law attorney, I'm going to recap the local contact information. But if you live outside of our area, what's the best way to find an elder law attorney?
Well, I think NALA.org is a good resource. That's the National Association of Elder Law Attorneys, and so those are going to be people who are specific to.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield, with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple, with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Florida Governor DeSantis removing his hat from the GOP primary ring.
If there was anything I could do to produce a favorable outcome, I would do it. But I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate their resources if we don't have a clear path to victory. Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign.
And adding to that shock Sunday afternoon was the announcement that the governor was endorsing the man who had spent months criticizing and mocking him, former President Trump. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvik says it's been a chilly weekend, but a January thaw could be arriving in parts of the U.S.
The cold air mass moves off the coast, and some warmer air starts to build northeastward, so a lot of the cold below average temperatures that we have had over the past few days will begin to moderate, and actually by midweek or early to midweek, we'll have much above average temperatures across a good part of our country east of the Rockies.
Nationally, winter storms this month have claimed at least 72 lives around the country, many involving hypothermia or accidents. Memphis's major utility provider says crews are making progress Sunday night toward restoring water over the next 24 hours to most of the 700,000 people in its service area. Utility said it's repaired 41 broken water mains, located more than 4,000 leaks at homes and businesses. The numbing cold expected to ease up in the coming days. A helicopter crash in Oklahoma kills 3 members of an air ambulance crew. AirVac Life team says the crash was reported near Weatherford after the control center lost contact with the crew shortly before midnight Saturday night. And 3 people shot and killed early this Sunday morning in a Houston suburb of Katy. Authorities say violence broke out after 24 young people had gathered for a party. Numerous people were treated for gunshot wounds. The number of shooters is not known, and no arrests have been made. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
U.S. military says a 10-day search to rescue 2 Navy SEALs lost in the Arabian Sea, and the sailors are considered deceased. The SEALs are on a mission to board a ship and confiscate Iranian-made weapons. In a Sky News interview, former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says the U.S. and its allies could take more aggressive military action to fight back against Iranian-backed militants who've been attacking ships in the Red Sea.
I think we could send several Iranian ships that are in the Red Sea aiding the Houthis. We could send them to the bottom of the Red Sea. We could attack air defense sites inside Iran. We could go after military headquarters of the Quds Force. We could go after camps where weapons and training have been transferred to various militia groups.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Lobster fishermen net a victory.
A California court has dismissed a lawsuit from a group of fishermen against a conservation group that added New England lobster to its list of seafood to avoid. The lawsuit stemmed from a decision by Seafood Watch to add American and Canadian lobster fisheries to its red list of species to avoid in 2022. The fishermen based in Massachusetts sued last year, but court filings from last week in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California state that all parties involved have agreed to dismiss the lawsuit. John Scott reporting.
The number of illegal migrants trying to fight their deportation in court has grown by 50% in less than a year. Judges, attorneys, and illegal advocates worry it's rendering an already strained system unworkable, as it often takes several years to grant asylum seekers a new stable life and to deport those with no right to remain in the country. More stories at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be entertained at the guilds.
Tickets available now at cascadetheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Folks listening via KFAR AM in Fairbanks, 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the most interesting stories this week has to do with the impact of a low-carbohydrate diet. Now, there's no question that low-carbohydrate diets are helpful for weight loss. They can help diabetics. Many people lose weight. Their blood sugar improves. Their blood pressure improves. And hence, that lowers their cardiovascular risk. But a disturbing tendency of low-carbohydrate diets, particularly diets that are high in animal protein, and many low-carb diets are animal protein-based, lots of meat, lots of dairy products, high fat, but very low-carb. Yeah, you lose weight. Yeah, your blood sugar improves, but your LDL sometimes soars. And that's a knock on the low-carb diet, especially when it includes animal protein. And so what's interesting is that it's hard to predict when LDL will go up. It sometimes goes up on a low-carb diet, and it sometimes actually goes down. So the big debate is a low-carb diet helpful for certain things, but then it may ultimately raise your cardiovascular risk because we fixate on LDL, low-density lipoprotein, as the culprit in cardiovascular disease. It's a target for statin drugs. When you have an LDL above a certain level, your doctor is going to pester you to go on a statin drug to lower it because that is said to be the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk. Well, there's a very interesting study here. It's a study of studies. They call that a meta-analysis. 41 trials with 1,379 participants. And they looked at the impact of a low-carb diet on LDL. And they came up with a very, very interesting result. What they found is that if you are of normal to low weight, and normal these days is overweight, I'm saying a BMI of 25. I personally have a BMI of 25. I'm 165 pounds. I'm 5'10", so I have a BMI that's calculated to be 25. And that's pretty close to optimal. A higher BMI is sometimes associated with cardiovascular risk. Obesity, the cutoff is 35. That is certainly associated with cardiovascular risk. Intermediate levels, 26 to 34. Moderate increase in cardiovascular risk and higher risk of metabolic syndrome. Okay, so what they found is that if you have an LDL that's 25 or less and you go on a low-carb diet, it is more likely that your LDL will go up. And I personally am a case in point because I was once on a very low-fat, high-carbohydrate, high-fiber vegan diet, virtually no animal fat, very low fat, lots and lots of grains and starchy vegetables, and for protein, things like tofu, which is relatively low fat. And in switching to an animal protein-based diet, a low-carb diet, my LDL went up. Initially, my total cholesterol was about 135 on a macrobiotic vegan diet. And then I flipped the switch to a low-carb diet, including plentiful amounts of animal protein, and my cholesterol soared to over 200. But the good news is that when I assessed my cardiovascular risk via a coronary artery calcium scan at the age of 65, there was zero plaque. So evidently that had little consequence in terms of my cardiovascular risk. What they found was kind of interesting is that for people with an intermediate BMI, 25 to 35, the LDL cholesterol did not change on a low-carb diet, even including plentiful animal protein, saturated fat, and cholesterol. But here's the interesting part. For folks with a BMI greater than 35, the obese, people who at high risk of cardiovascular disease, LDL cholesterol actually decreased on average by 7 points. Thus, for the very people who are at high risk of cardiovascular disease, the overweight, the effect of a low-carb diet is different. It lowers your LDL. What I'd like to see is some research on slicing and dicing LDL. We know now that LDL is not one single monolithic thing. There is bad LDL and not so bad LDL, and maybe even protective LDL. Small, dense LDL particles put you at high risk for cardiovascular disease. Large, fluffy LDL particles are less harmful. In fact, may even be benign. And what I've found when I've done this analysis on patients who change their diets is, yes, the LDL sometimes goes up, but the LDL quality improves. The small, dense particles convert to large, fluffy, more benign particles, and that ultimately lowers cardiovascular risk. So putting all our chips on LDL as the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk assessment may be a misguided way of looking at things. We need to look at blood sugar, blood pressure, weight, inflammation is a big factor, homocysteine, Lp(a), and on it goes in terms of cardiovascular risk assessment. Interesting study. 877-726-8255 if you want to comment or if you have a question. Call in. We're here. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back
not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
To weekends, weekdays, anytime you like, you can call, you can record a question. We've got a live caller, Kathy from Connecticut. How are you doing, Kathy?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I want you to comment on cannabis and the relationship to your brain. For like a 65-year-old person that takes it who's losing their memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Is there a connection?
There can be. I mean, there is a reason that they call marijuana dope, okay, because it can have adverse effects on the brain. That being said, there's some evidence that CBD, which is a component of marijuana, the sort of the non-stoner component of marijuana, may have anti-inflammatory effects in the brain and actually cognitive preservation properties. So it depends. But, you know, I'm most worried about the use of cannabis in young kids, in pre-adolescents, teenagers. When you use it later in life, unless you use it habitually, like, you know, you wake up and smoke a joint and you need pot throughout the day, that is not a good thing. What do you think? Is this related to yourself or to a person you're concerned about?
A friend who has to take it to get to sleep, takes it all the time, and it's some kind of thing that a friend makes up for her.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed any changes in their cognitive abilities?
Yes, she admits she can't forgets all the time, and her husband told me that she got lost coming home one day and was one street away.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a trade-off there. It may help sedate her, relax her,
exactly.
Enable sleep, but it may actually have a damaging effect on cognition. Of course, you know, correlation is not necessarily cognition. She may, an alternative explanation is that she may have sleep problems due to incipient Alzheimer's. Actually, people who develop Alzheimer's often have sleep problems as a precursor to that. And so the problem may be that with or without the pot, she's developing cognitive decline, which disturbed her sleep. She's using the pot. It's helping her sleep. But the cognitive decline isn't being arrested by the pot. In fact, it may be even accelerated. So, yeah, I mean, look, I have a concern about legalization. Okay, great. It's really a good idea that, you know, somebody who has a nickel bag of pot doesn't go to jail. That didn't happen very often anyway. But the popularization of pot, not a good thing. I spent some unproductive years in college smoking pot, and I kind of regret it. Not that it has long-lasting deleterious effects on my brain, but it was kind of a waste of time because it was difficult to focus and concentrate, and I could have gotten more out of the college experience without that. So, not a great thing.
What kind of medical professional could help her?
Well, if she's, I mean, you got to be desirous of help to get help, and she may be quite content with the status quo, but if she wants help, she really needs to see an addiction specialist. You know, that's a genre of medicine where people work on helping people, get off whatever they're hooked on. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item I find interesting. It's a new fix, a simple fix for elevated blood sugar. It's a lifestyle fix. Hemoglobin A1C is a marker of overall blood sugar. And an elevated hemoglobin A1C predicts the risk of diabetes. So in this study, they looked at diabetic rats and I'm personally a swimmer. I spend a lot of time in a pool. Swimming is a good exercise, but my pool is relatively warm. They trained these rats in swimming in both hot and cold water pools. We know that cold immersion is something that helps burn brown fat, which helps people reduce weight and may improve metabolism. In this study, they found that by having the rats swim in hot pools or warm, you know, body temperature pools, no big change on their hemoglobin A1C. But when trained in cold pools, their blood sugar improved. And the intervention also included a combination with cinnamon supplementation. So the trick that worked was giving the rats cinnamon along with having them swim in cold pools, their blood sugar improved significantly. So this actually harkens back to a personal story that I've shared on this program, but I'll share it again. I have a friend who is frankly very, very overweight, and it's clearly a genetic thing because she doesn't overeat. She's very active. She has many family members who are overweight. It's in the genes. She probably weighs over 300 pounds. And she was complaining of feeling lethargic and tired, you know, schlepping around all that weight. So she installed a cold immersion pool in her yard. And religiously, she spends 3 minutes immersed in the pool at temperatures as low as 49 degrees. Now, air temperature 49, that's not that cold, but water temperature 49 is pretty darn cold. It's going to sting. It's going to give you an ice cream headache if you immerse your face in the water. But by doing that, and she didn't change anything else, she lost 35 pounds, and she feels energized. There really is something to cold immersion in terms of improving metabolism. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Get a tape measure. You know, one of those cloth tape measures, the old-fashioned kind, and take it around your waist and take it around your hips and then divide your waist circumference by your hip circumference. If it's greater than one for a male, the quotient, waist divided by hips, you're likely to be pre-diabetic or metabolic syndrome. For a woman, different criteria, because women have bigger hips, right, general, it's 0.8 or above. And that's highly accurate at predicting the risk of metabolic syndrome. Now, that doesn't mean you have diabetes. The definitive test for diabetes is the hemoglobin A1C, which you can ask your doctor for. Short of that, there's some other ways that you can predict early prediction of diabetes. You can take a glucose tolerance test, and that's often done for pregnant women. They get a glucose tolerance test. I like to do it for 5 hours. I like to measure both glucose and insulin. And even in the presence of normal glucose, you could have high insulin. That is highly predictive of prediabetes or propensity to diabetes. Even a fasting insulin greater than 10 can tell you that you're more likely to have prediabetes. The other thing that can be helpful, and we did an entire podcast on this that just dropped this week, is the use of what are called CGMs, continuous glucose monitors, because those will tell you, even when the hemoglobin A1C is relatively normal or maybe a little borderline, it'll tell you whether your blood sugar is skyrocketing with certain meals or if you have a bad night's sleep or when you don't exercise. It's a very, very good way of studying the way that your body reacts to various lifestyle factors, and particularly diet. Diet is really the key when it comes to ups and downs of your blood sugar. So there you have it. You know, that's the way you do it. And I great question, because I really wish more and more people would. And doctors, too, and doctors really need to be doing this, would do some early prognostication on diabetes risk, because it's like one of the single biggest things that can predict your risk of dying young or having a poor health span. 877-726-8255, our number. And when it comes to studies, you know, lots of studies that say this and that. Well, you don't need a study to tell you that aging and fatigue go hand in hand. Nevertheless, my friends in nutritional therapeutics who are makers of NT Factor point to 16 studies, all peer-reviewed and published in medical journals, showing that NT Factor can reduce fatigue while at the same time age-related changes are reversed. For 30 years now, the makers of NT Factor have worked to improve our health spans by focusing on the mitochondria. Those are those tiny energy powerhouses of our cells. Their science shows that NT Factor, which I don't go a day without, and recommend to my patients, improves our energy and prevents the deterioration that accompanies aging. They promise us that our day-to-day lives will be improved, and they keep proving it in studies that include placebo-controlled trials, both in academic institutions and in medical practices like mine. You can find NT Factor at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't let tiredness and fatigue rob your senior years. Invest regularly in the anti-aging benefit of NT Factor at ntfactor.com. And by the way, FullScript carries certain NT Factor products, but for a more comprehensive lineup of products, go directly to their website, ntfactor.com. And by the way, FullScript, my online dispensary, is a great way to shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements. You can go to drhoffmanstore.com to find the highest quality supplements, kind of supplements we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. You can be assured of safety and quality when you shop FullScript at drhoffmanstore.com. All right, this item is kind of discouraging, and it's the subject of my newsletter article this week. New disease trends highlight medicine's biggest failures is the headline. And it's prompted by my reading of a series of recent articles in the Wall Street Journal, which highlight how critical aspects of Americans' health are deteriorating at the very time that nearly every day we learn of yet another medical breakthrough, some high-tech and often pricey cure. For example, the remarkable cure for sickle cell disease. The only problem is that it costs about $2 million. You have to undergo a bone marrow transplantation, receive high-dose chemotherapy, and ultimately you may be cured of sickle cell, but you still are at risk of a higher susceptibility to cancer after your bone marrow transplantation because you've undergone high-dose chemotherapy. So, you know, breakthrough cures, okay, fantastic. I mean, I hope we cure these diseases, and we're coming up with more and more plausible treatments and cures for cancer that extend people's lives. Fewer women are dying of breast cancer because of advancements in breast cancer treatment and detection. But here's a problem. Headline from Wall Street Journal. Cancer is striking more young people and doctors are alarmed and baffled. So what they found is that diagnosis rates in the United States rose in 2019 to 108 cases per 100,000 for people under 50. That's up 12.8% from 2000. So people are getting cancer at younger and younger ages, and there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear, to echo the lyric from Buffalo Springfield, old school 1960s song. So there's a concern, and worldwide, the incidence of early onset cancer experienced a 79% increase from 1990. So what's going on? And the key to that is there's something in our environment, and certainly our diet is part of our environment. Diets have gone downhill since many of these Gen Xers were born. And there's also increasing environmental pollution. Actually, air quality better in many cities, but there's so many chemicals being unleashed in the environment. I have a big concern about microparticles. A study done at my alma mater, Columbia University, shows that we have vastly underestimated the amount of plastic microparticles that are present in plastic bottles. A lot of people drink from plastic bottles. You know, hydration's a good thing. But they're getting microparticles invisible to the naked eye that are so small they can traverse the walls of the digestive tract, get into the bloodstream, get into cells. What could be the potential consequence of exposures like this? So this is a big concern, and medicine is failing us in that regard. There's also a companion article in the Wall Street Journal that states that Americans are living longer but spending less time in good health. This is about what's called the health span. There's a crucial difference between lifespan and health span. We may be living longer. Actually, we're living less long. We're going backwards in terms of life expectancy in the United States, far behind many other advanced countries. But our health spans are shortening. We're spending more and more time taking powerful medications with polypharmacy, being sustained by life-saving procedures, but not in good health at the end of life. And so that is a concern that we need to address. It's one of the big deficiencies in our healthcare system. But there may be some good news on that front. There's a novel bill just passed in my state in New York. The bill sponsor is New York State Assembly member Linda Rosenthal, who's a Democrat from Manhattan. And the bill states that diet-related diseases are on the rise, yet physicians in New York State are not required to receive continued education on the topic of nutrition and its impact on such diseases. In fact, the majority of medical school curricula do not even provide students with the minimum number of hours in nutrition coursework recommended by the powers that be to support our health. And it's important that physicians are empowered to discuss the topic with their patients and offer support. So, look, this is not going to change things overnight, but it is recognition that we need to do better. We need to do better in prevention of lifestyle-related diseases. We need to address the environment. We need to address diets. We need to address physical fitness, a very, very important component of longevity and improving health span. These are the areas where conventional medicine is not really excelling, and we need to do better. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Jumpstart your healthy resolutions with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorne. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorne supplements is 20% off, including Thorne's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fight off cognitive decline. Cinequel is rich in the best researched ingredients that help support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support after impact-related head injury. Just go to DearHoffman.com/Thorn for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorn products. That's DearHoffman.com/Thorn. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Kickstart the new year with Mario and friends on their latest adventure. Experience the next evolution of Mario fun with the Super Mario Bros. Wonder Game. Classic Mario side-scrolling gameplay is turned on its head with spectacular moments you have to see to believe, including unexpected events called Wonder Effects and the largest cast of characters in a side-scrolling Mario game, including Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Toad, and Yoshi. You can even buddy up on one system or play online with the Nintendo games rated E to E10+. Of a system that best fits their needs and playstyles. And if you're in the mood to play some of your all-time faves, the Nintendo Switch family of systems is home to Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Animal Crossing New Horizons, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Splatoon 3, Pikmin 4, and more. For more, go to Nintendo.com. Additional game systems and or accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Nintendo Switch online membership and Nintendo account required for online features. Membership auto-renews after initial term at the then current price unless canceled. Not available in all countries. Internet access required for online features. Terms apply. Nintendo.com/Switch-Online. Game systems, some accessories, and Nintendo Switch online membership sold separately. Games rated E to E10+.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we're talking about all the components of a healthy lifestyle, and exercise is certainly one of them. But as we age, a lot of people just give up the ghost on exercise. They go, you know, I'm 70 or I'm 80, and, you know, I'm just too old. I'm too old to exercise, and I'm too far gone to recover any measure of fitness. Well, I would label this story hashtag what's your excuse, because it's a profile of a 92-year-old four-time world champion indoor rower. It is a study of one. They did a deep dive on the physiologic characteristics of this 92-year-old champion indoor rower. And what they found was quite interesting. Because, spoiler alert, this guy actually started exercising at the age of 73. He retired, he got kind of bored, and maybe his genes are good because his father was also a champion rower, but he didn't do that much exercise. So at 73, he decided, I'm going to take up some indoor rowing, something that you can do in any kind of weather. You don't have to go out in a frozen river in January to compete in indoor rowing. And they studied this guy 6 ways to Sunday. They studied his heart rate. They studied his oxygen consumption. They studied his lung capacity. They studied his lean body mass. And what they concluded is that he was pretty comparable to a fit 30 or 40-year-old. Now, look, there's no question that as you age, your capacity to achieve these milestones is going to decrease. Also, your potential to experience injuries, which impair your exercise ability, that's going to happen too. Your joints, your ligaments, your muscles, they tend to wear out and become more susceptible to injuries which preclude exercise or reduce your ability. But anyway, this guy is quite remarkable, and what their conclusion is that there is a potential, what is called a pliability or plasticity of these cardiorespiratory systems to maintain high functionality at an advanced age. So I take this as a signal of hope for myself as I continue to undertake exercise exploits into my 70s and hope to be able to continue them for a long time. It's doable. You can do it. 877-726-8255, our number. All right, another big study which looks at another factor which relates to healthy aging. And it's about diet. And what component in diet has the closest relationship to healthy aging? According to the Nurses' Health Study, a huge study of tens of thousands of nurses, 48,762 participants who were under the age of 60 in 1984. And the really interesting part of this study is that it just keeps on going. It's been going since the 80s, and they retrospectively looked at intake of total protein, animal protein, dairy protein, and plant protein in these individuals. Healthy aging was defined as being free from 11 major chronic diseases, having good mental health, and not having impairments in either cognitive or physical function. And their conclusion was that it was about the protein. Protein intake was significantly associated with higher odds of healthy aging. In particular, they found plant protein was helpful. But I think there's a little bit of reverse causation here, because people who are careful enough to be on vegetarian or plant-based diets, consume a lot of plant protein, they're generally more careful in other respects in life. And so that may skew the results. That was no knock on animal protein, because animal protein also improved the likelihood of healthy aging. So too did dairy protein. Total protein was significantly associated with healthy aging in this cohort of nurses who had been followed for, it looks like 40 years at this point. 877-726-8255, our number. Interesting story here, because when it comes to detecting skin cancer, you got to go to the doctor. The doctor takes a look at you. Sometimes, it's a judgment call. Like, does this need to be biopsied? At a recent visit, I had a bunch of biopsies. They were all negative, unnecessarily so. I got a big bill from the pathology lab. The FDA has cleared an AI-powered non-invasive skin cancer detector. And it looks like it kind of plugs into an iPhone. It's like this little thing that you plug into an iPhone and you apply it to some kind of little glitch you have on your skin. It's the Derma Sensor, and it looks pretty good using AI and algorithm. They say the DermaSensor is expected to improve primary care and dermatology.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. GOP presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis suspending his campaign Sunday, shocking the political world just 2 days before the New Hampshire primary.
The announcement comes after the Florida governor's remarks Friday night in South Carolina, where he expressed his complete intention to win the nation's highest elected office.
I'm running on your issues and your family's issues, and that's my agenda.
But with his new decision, DeSantis says he's endorsing former President Donald Trump, saying in his own assessment the GOP voters were clearly indicating their support for the Trump candidacy. In his statement, DeSantis says his move is in line with his commitment to support the GOP candidate, no matter who it would be. George Williams reporting.
A Republican running for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania is escalating criticism of Democrats over the Israel-Hamas war and has traveled to the Israel-Gaza border to make the case the Biden administration hasn't backed Israel strongly enough. Criticism by David McCormick reflects the delicate political challenge facing both President Biden and incumbent Democrat Senator Bob Casey in the crucial battleground state. President Biden's name will not be on the ballot when New Hampshire voters go to the polls this week.
When New Hampshire refused to allow South Carolina to be the first in the nation primary, the president and the Democratic National Committee chose to ignore the Granite State. As a result, Joe Biden's name will not appear on the ballot. That's created a unique situation heading into Tuesday's primary, as state Democrats are waging a writing campaign aimed at preventing an embarrassing loss for Mr. Biden that might fuel concerns about the strength of his reelection bid. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Cameroon will be the first country to routinely give children a new malaria vaccine as the shots are rolled out in Africa this week. The continent accounts for 95% of the world's deaths from the disease. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low lower back pain lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
A kidnapper's behind bars thanks to his quick-thinking victim.
A Texas man pleading guilty to kidnapping a 13-year-old girl who was rescued in California last year when a motorist saw her hold up a sign that said, "Help me." Authorities say 62-year-old Stephen Robert Sablon admitted in a plea agreement that he sexually assaulted the victim while driving her from Texas to California. The girl was rescued in Long Beach when a passerby alerted police after seeing the girl hold up a piece of paper with a handwritten desperate plea for help. Jason Walker reporting.
A reformed mobster who admitted stealing a pair of ruby slippers Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz says he gave in to the temptation of one last score. The 76-year-old former Wise Guys attorney revealed his client's motive for the 2005 theft from the Judy Garland Museum in Minnesota. Town Hall. After taking a breather at the start of the year, Wall Street's returned to its record-setting ways.
Climbing 1.2% Friday, the S&P 500 index starts the week at a record high. Its previous high-water mark was set just over 2 years ago. The Dow, which has enjoyed a string of record closes since late last year, gained 1.1% Friday, while the Nasdaq hit a 2-year high after advancing almost 2%. Hopes for a Fed interest rate cut and an encouraging University of Michigan report on consumer sentiment get some of the credit for helping to lift Wall Street spirits. Rich Thomason reporting.
U.S. and Chinese officials completed the third meeting last week of a working group established to cooperate on financial issues. STEP continues the trend set by the two powers last November to ease tensions. They discussed issues ranging from financial stability to countering money laundering. More news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Can tech help seniors living with dementia, including Alzheimer's? That's the idea behind Wi-Fi sensing, using wireless internet to help with the detection of things going on inside the home. Spencer Maid is CEO of Origin, the makers of Wi-Fi sensing.
Those Wi-Fi signals are usually used for communication purposes to get to the internet, but those same communication signals can be repurposed to detect things that are going on inside the home, things like presence detection. Is there somebody in the home, yes or no? And is somebody breathing and how are they breathing and is that breathing changed? But we'd also let you know if there's somebody not in the house when they're supposed to be in the house. So Wi-Fi sensing uses the ubiquitous waves that are already in the home, repurposes those waves to give us insights to help with safety and security for elderly people.
For more, go to originwirelessai.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
We open in the future as Dimension X presents two famed Ray Bradbury short stories. Then later we introduce to When Radio Was, the mid-1940s short-form program Strange Adventure, hosted by Pat McGeehan. Ray Bradbury was born in the Chicago suburb of Waukegan, Illinois, Jack Benny's hometown, but he was also raised in Arizona and Los Angeles. He shot to fame in 1950 with the publication of the short story collection, The Martian Chronicles. And that same year, NBC's Dimension X adapted two of his works into a single half-hour episode. It originally played back on June 17th of 1950.
Adventures in Time and Space, told in future tense. Can you predict the future? Can you tell what will come in 100 years, or in 10, or in the next minute? Tonight we present two ventures into the unknown, two fantasies of the future, chosen from the works of one of our most brilliant young science fiction writers, Ray Bradbury. First, his story entitled, There Will Come Soft Rains. The house was a good house, planned and built to be lived in the year 1980. The real estate agent had told them all about it.
Now, this is the bedroom. Of course, it contains all the latest devices, self-warming blankets, and here's a brand new feature. Beds, which make themselves. Now, if you'll just step this way through the library, we can see the latest in talking book recorders, self-building fireplace, self-cleaning robot dust disposal. Oh, these little mouse-like things come out of the wall and take away all the dirt. Now, over this way. There's a complete robot kitchen, of course. Just set the menu for the week and the stove does the rest. Then there's the automatic hydroponic garden, self-sprinkling fire protection. See, the house is fully automatic. Well, you could go away for a year and it would run itself.
And so the family took the house. The man and the woman and the two children, a boy and a girl. And they lived contentedly, enjoying music and poetry and the rich, warm things in life. And the house fed them and slept them and entertained them. It made a good life for them. Until one day, there were 10,000 explosions, and the world shook, and red fire and ashes and radioactivity fell from the sky. The happy time was over.
Tick-tock, 7 o'clock, time to rise, open your eyes, tick-tock. 7 o'clock, time to rise, open your eyes.
But the house lay empty. The clock talked to the empty morning. In the kitchen, the stove sighed and ejected from its warm interior 8 eggs, sunny side up, 12 bacon slices, 2 coffees, and 2 cups of hot cocoa.
7-9, breakfast time, come and dine, 7-9.
Today is April 28th, 1985. Today, remember, is Mr. Featherstone's birthday. Insurance, gas, atom heat, and electricity bills are due.
In the walls, relays clicked, memory tapes glided under electric eyes, recorded voices moved beneath steel needles.
Eight o'clock.
But no doors slammed. No carpets took the quick tread of rubber heels. At 8:30, the eggs began to shrivel. An aluminum wedge scraped them into the sink.
9:15, time to clean. 9:15, time to clean.
Out of the wall, hundreds of tiny mechanical mice darted. The rooms were a crawl with small cleaning animals, all rubber and metal. They sucked up the hidden dust and dirt and popped back into their burrows. At 10 o'clock, the sun came out from behind the rain. The house stood alone on a street where all the other houses were rubble and ashes. At night, the ruined town gave off a radioactive glow which could be seen for miles. At 10:15, the garden sprinkler filled the soft morning air with golden fountains. The water tinkled over the charred west side of the house, the side which had been facing the blast. It was black, except in 5 places. One of the 5 places was a silhouette of a man mowing a lawn, just as he'd been the instant the radioactivity burned his image into the side of the house. Over there, a woman bent to pick flowers. Still further over, their images burned into the wood, where a small boy, hands flung into the air, higher up the image of a thrown ball, and opposite, a girl, her hands raised to catch a ball, which never came down. 5 people. 5 spots of paint. On the front porch, the dog whined and shivered. The front door recognized the dog's voice and opened. The dog padded in wearily, thin to the bone, covered with sores. It ran to the kitchen and pawed the kitchen door wildly. Behind the door, the stove was making pancakes, which filled the house with their odor, as prescribed by the automatic preset menu selector. The dog frogged, ran insanely, spun in a circle, biting its tail, and died.
1 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
Delicately sensing decay, the regiments of mice hummed out of the walls, soft as blown leaves, their electric eyes glowing.
1:15.
The dog was gone.
2:15.
Bridge tables unfolded from the walls of the patio. Playing cards fluttered onto pads. Martinis appeared on an oaken bench. But the tables were silent, the cards untouched.
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Dinner was made, ignored, flushed away. Dishes were washed. In the study, the tobacco stand produced a cigar with half an inch of gray ash upon it, smoking, waiting, waiting. The hearth fire bloomed out of nothing.
9 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
The beds began to warm their hidden circuits, and the phonograph spoke from beside the fireplace.
Mrs. McClelland, what poem would you like to hear this evening? Mr. McClelland? Since you express no preference, I shall select at random from among your favorites. Sarah Teasdale, There Will Come Soft Rains.
There will come soft rains and the smell of the ground, and swallows circling with their shimmering sound, and frogs in the pools singing at night, and wild plum trees in tremulous white. Robins will wear their feathery fire, whistling their whims on a low fence wire. And not one will know of war. Not one will care at last when it is done. Not one would mind, neither bird nor tree, if mankind perished utterly. And spring herself, when she woke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone.
The phonograph finished the poem. The empty chairs faced each other between the silent walls. At 10 o'clock that evening, the house began to die. The wind blew the bough of a falling tree into the kitchen window, smashing it. A bottle of cleaning fluid crashed on the stove. Water pumps shot down from the ceiling, but the solvent spread onto the doors, making fire as it went. Other voices in other rooms taking up the alarm.
Help! Help! Help!
The windows broke with the heat, and the wind blew in to help the fire. The fire crackled upstairs. Its paintings lay hungrily on the beds, devoured the rooms. The house began to shudder. The bared skeleton began to cringe in the heat. The wires revealed as if a surgeon had torn the skin off. Voices screamed in every room.
Help! 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 Help!
Help! Windows snapped open and shut like undecided mouths. Things were happening at once, like the interior of a clock shop at midnight. All the clocks were striking, making a merry-go-round of squeaking, whispering, and rushing. In the kitchen, the stove hissing hysterically was making breakfast at a psychopathic rate. 10 dozen pancakes, 6 dozen loaves of toast. Then, there was silence. The film spools were burned out. The wires withered and the circuits cracked. Then the house began to breathe its last. The beams began to give at the foundations. Long cracks appeared in the concrete. The seams were burst from the heat. And finally, with a huge rumble, it crashed into dust and rubble. Thank you. sun shone faintly in the east. In the ruins of the house, only one wall remained standing. And within the wall, even as the sun rose to shine upon the burning rubble, a voice spoke again and again and again.
No one would mind, neither bird nor tree, if mankind perished utterly. And spring herself, when she woke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone. That we were gone. That we were gone.
That we were gone.
Strange are the uses of Providence. Is this how the end will come for mankind, with 10,000 explosions and a flash of radioactive gas? Or will destruction come more subtly, extended to us gently and innocently in, oh, let's say, the hand of a child? Who knows in what manner zero hour may arrest the world we know? Summer day in the year 1985. The streets were lined with green, peaceful trees. Businessmen sat in their quiet offices, taping their voices or watching televisors. Rockets hovered like darning needles in the blue sky. There was the universal quiet conceit and easiness of men accustomed to peace, quite certain that there would never be war or trouble again. There were no traitors among men, no unhappy ones, no disgruntled ones. The world was upon stable ground. Sunlight illumined the suburbs, and the town drowsed on a tide of warm, sunlit air. On the lawns, the children played, catapulting this way and that across the green grass, shouting at each other, holding hands, flying in circles, climbing trees, and laughing. And in the homes, busy mothers prepared for the evening arrival of their husbands.
Good heavens, Meg, what's all the excitement?
We're playing a game, Mommy, the most exciting game ever.
What are you doing in that cabinet?
I need some tools from Daddy's kit.
Your father may not like...
Oh, I'll take good care of them, Mom, I promise.
Very well. Don't you lose anything.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
You want a glass of milk?
Can't stop now, Mom.
What's the name of the game, Ming?
Invasion.
Invasion. What will they think of next?
You're listening to Dimension X on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back to Dimension X on When Radio Was.
Now this and this and this and this. Now put that there and bring that over here. Oh, no, you ninny. Now get back while I fix this. Yeah, they want it this way, see? Here, just let me fix it. Oh, make it that smarty pants, Joseph Connors. Don't let him play. He's 12 years old.
Don't worry, I won't.
What you playing, Mink?
None of your business, smarty pants.
I want to play.
Can't.
Why not?
You're too old.
Just because you're only 8.
No. You'd only laugh at us and spoil the invasion. Make him go away, man.
Go away?
This is my backyard.
Who wants to play with you and your old fairies anyway?
They aren't fairies.
Enough to you. I don't want to play anyway.
Good riddance. I'm glad you didn't let him play, Mink. He'd only laugh. Now, we'd better talk to Drill and get some more instructions, Art. Now, here's your pad and pencil.
Where is Drill?
Drill? Here, Drill. Drill?
Where's Drill?
He's in the rose bush, I think. I'll talk to him myself, and you write it down in the pad.
Okay.
Drill? Drill? Okay. Drill wants you to write down triangle.
What's a triangle?
Never mind. Drill will tell us when he wants us to know. It helps the invasion.
How do you spell it?
Well, I'll ask Drill. Drill, how do you spell...
Here's your mother. Looking out the window.
Mink?
Yes, Mother?
Who are you talking to?
The rose bush, Mom. Only it's not really a rose bush. That's Drill.
Who's Drill?
He's planning the invasion.
Oh, I see. Well, you better come in and clean up for supper. Your daddy will be home soon.
In just a second, Mom. You got that, Art?
See, now what? 4, 9, 7, and A, and B, and X, and a fork, and some string, and a hexagony... Hexagonal, Droopy.
Come on, Mink. Supper's in 10 minutes.
Okay, Mom. Just a minute. I have to tell Drill.
I wish we didn't have to eat, though. It holds up the invasion.
Mink, for heaven's sake, slow down. You'll choke on that soup.
I can't, Mom. It's a matter of life and death.
What's a matter of life and death?
The invasion.
What invasion is that?
Oh, just some silly game the children have been playing.
Well, whatever it is, Mink, it'll wait until you've finished your supper, I'm sure.
I don't want any more.
You barely touched anything.
Oh, but Drill is waiting for me, Daddy.
Drill? Who's Drill?
He lives in a rose bush in our backyard. Imagination, Henry.
Such nonsense.
I've got to run now.
You'll sit through dessert, young lady.
Gee, Daddy.
And while you're at it, tell me more about this new game.
It's Martians invading Earth, Daddy.
What?
Well, not exactly Martians, Daddy. They're from... Well, gee, I don't know. From up.
And from inside that little head of yours.
You're laughing at me. Drill said you would. You'll kill Drill and everybody.
Oh, I didn't know you could kill a Martian.
But it's not really a Martian, Mom. Maybe he's from Jupiter or Venus, even.
Imagine.
They couldn't figure out a way to attack the Earth. We are impregnable.
Impregnable, dear.
Well, that's the word Drill said. Well, anyway, that was the word, Mom, the same word. Anyway, so we're helping them.
Now, who's helping who?
Well, the kids are helping the Martians.
Well, fifth column, eh?
Well, Drill says in order to make a good fight, you got to have a new way of surprising the people. That way you win. And he says also you got to have help from your enemy.
Pretty slick, those Martians, using the kids for a fifth column, eh, Mary?
And hiding under rose bushes, too, Henry. Don't forget that.
Well, that's because grown-ups never look under rose bushes. Only kids.
Oh, I see. Well, finish your fruit, darling. You can play for an hour afterwards.
Mary.
Oh, it's so nice out, Henry. There's no school tomorrow.
Very well. Till 8 o'clock.
Phil says after the invasion, we can stay up as late as we want. No more bets, either.
Oh, is that so?
You can watch all the grown-up televisor shows.
I don't wonder this invasion has caught on among the kids.
Well, some of the kids are giving us trouble, like Dale Britz and Petey Cherrick. They're growing up, so they won't believe in the invasion. They make fun. Worse than parents, even. I hate them worst. We'll kill them first.
I hope you're saving your father and me for last.
But Drill says you're dangerous.
What?
But I think they'll let me keep you because I'm helping so much. I'll talk to Drill. Maybe we won't have to kill you.
Mary, I think this nonsense has gone far enough.
Can I go out now, please?
Run along, dear.
Don't worry, Dad. I won't let them hurt you.
Mary, I think the child's taking this game entirely too seriously. Invasion.
Ah, Henry, you know how Mink is. Besides, all children have their aggressions. Better to get them out in the open, I suppose.
Maybe you're right. I was wondering about bridge with the Jacksons tonight, Mary.
All right. But, you look tired, dear. Why don't you sit in the relaxer for a while and get a massage? I'll sew for a while until it's time to... Oh, I wanted to call my sister Helen.
Oh, good. Find out when her husband's going to return my golf clubs.
Televisor.
Would you please connect me with Mrs. Helen Rogerson on channel 72Z, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
What is your channel, please?
817X, New Rochelle, New York.
Thank you. Just a moment. Go ahead. You can see your party now.
Hello, Mary. How are things in New York?
Fine, Helen. How are things in Pittsburgh? You look tired.
Oh, I've been having a terrible time with the children.
Sick?
No, just underfoot. They've got a new game that's got me just about crazy. It's called Invasion.
Did you say invasion?
That's right.
Well, isn't that strange? My Mink is playing it, too.
My boy Tim is all involved with some imaginary fellow named Drill, who's running the invasion.
Must be a new password. Mink likes him, too.
How do you suppose these games start? My backyard looks like a scrap drive. They've got every conceivable kind of mechanical gadget arranged out there. I talked to Josephine Schiller in Boston, and she says her kids are wild about it, too. It's sweeping the country.
Remember when it was the Roomba?
Please, dear, I'm not that old.
Mommy!
Oh, please, Minky, I'm on the televisor. Come on, see your Aunt Helen.
Hello, Mink.
Hi, Aunt Helen. Look what I've got.
What is it, honey?
Well, it's the yo-yo. Look what I enroll with. See?
Well, Helen, look, it vanished. Where did it go?
Into another dim...
She means dimension. I say the darnest thing. My Timmy brought one home, too. I can't figure out how they work. Make it reappear, honey.
There. See, it's easy.
Where'd you get it, dear?
Drill gave it to me, Mom.
Mink?
Bye, Aunt Helen. Gotta run now.
Mink, you come back here. I want to talk to you.
Hey, Mom. You were at 5 o'clock.
Mink.
Bye.
Oh, I can't understand it. The child's never been so unruly. Helen, do you suppose that...
What?
Nothing. Just a wild thought. That... Say, the reason I called, I want to get that black and white cake recipe. And Henry wants his golf clubs. I don't know what he'll do. But...
What was that?
I don't know. One of the children must have been hurt. I'll have to run and see. Call me back tonight, will you?
All right, Mary. Bye.
Mink, come here.
Yes, Mom.
What is it? Who screamed?
Peggy Ann.
All right, what happened?
Well, she got scared and went home.
Did you hit her?
No, she just got scared. She's a scared baby anyway. He won't let her play anymore. She's getting too old. Mm.
Now, Mink, tell me why she cried.
No, I can't.
Mink, you'll answer me this instant or come inside. I've had enough of this nonsense.
Gee, I can't quit now, Mom. It's almost 0 hour.
Then tell me what frightened Peggy Ann.
Okay, she saw Drill.
Drill?
He almost came through. He was just testing.
Through what?
Well, those pipes and things we set up. She looked into one of the pipes and screamed. I guess she saw Drill.
And no one hit her?
Uh-huh.
Very well, Mink. I'll call Peggy Ann's mother and see how she is. And I'll call you for your bath in half an hour. Your father and I want to go out tonight.
You won't be able to go out, Mom.
Why not?
0 hours, 5 o'clock, Mom.
Hello, dear.
Oh, you're home already, Henry?
Yes, I thought I'd relax a little before we went to theater. Where's the little one?
Out back.
Same game?
Same game. They've got a stack of pipes and hammers and spoons a mile high out there.
Children, children, why do we have them?
They are strange little creatures, aren't they? Even Mink, Henry. She's a part of us, and yet what do we really know about how she thinks and feels?
Well, I didn't mean to start a philosophic discussion.
Kids are such a queer mixture of love and hate, though. Even normal, healthy kids. They need you, and they're dependent on you, and yet they resent that dependence.
You sound like a child psychology course I once took.
I wonder if they ever really forgive the whippings and the commands we have to give them sometimes. I wonder if we ever forgot them when we were children.
Look, I'd like to discuss this with you, dear, but we do have a theater date, and it's almost 5 o'clock now. What's happened to the kids? They're so quiet. When children are quiet, you know there's some mischief.
No. I don't know.
These kids aren't playing with anything electrical, are they?
I'm sure they are. At least
just the same. I'd better go out.
Henry, tell them to put off the invasion.
Well, Mary, don't get upset. It's just a game. Good Lord, what's that? Look out the window, Mary. What is it? Where are the children? Mary, why are you shaking? What did you see?
Henry, quick. Up to the attic.
They aren't in the attic.
Yes, yes, the attic. Quick.
Mary, come back here. Mary! Mary, don't go up. They aren't up there. Mary, you out of your mind? There's no one up here.
Quick, shut the door. Lock it. Lock it.
But there's nothing up here. What is wrong with you? Mary, come to your senses.
Hide.
What are you talking about?
I saw it through the window, Henry. It was horrible.
What?
It is an invasion.
Well, for heaven's sake, let's get down out of this attic and talk this over sensibly. I want to find out if Mink is all right.
She's all right. I saw her. She was leading them around the corner of the house.
Leading who? The kids?
Shh.
Stuffing.
They're coming!
Good Lord, those kids sound like 50 men with the boots on.
Oh, no, not men! Oh,
huh?
Please, God, don't let me fight. Don't let them please.
I don't understand. Who's there?
Shh, don't
shout. Who's down there? I demand that you answer me!
They're coming! The whole house is shaking!
Who? Who's there? Save her.
Henry, you don't understand. She's leading them.
What?
She's leading them. She's on their side. Oh, please, God, forgive them.
The children on their side?
Oh, she told us, but we wouldn't believe her. Henry, they're coming out!
Mom? Dad, we know you're in there. Well, I guess you better melt the lock, Drill. The lock! Oh, dear God! Mom? Dad? Oh, I see you now. Peek-a-boo!
Oh! have just heard another adventure into the unknown world of the future. The world of Dimension X.
Next week, Destination Moon, a preview of the movie which is soon to have its world premiere in New York, telling the Robert Heinlein story of man's first trip to the moon. Tonight's adventures in Dimension X, There Will Come Soft Rains and Zero Hour were written by Ray Bradbury and adapted for radio by George Leffert. Featured in the first story as narrator was your host, Norman Rose. The leading players in Zero Hour were Denise Alexander as Mink and Rita Lynn as the mother, Roger DeCoven as the father.
Featuring two stories from Ray Bradbury, that episode of Dimension X aired back on June 17th, 1950. I'm Greg Bella, next on When Radio Was, we'll debut a short-form series known as Strange Adventure, hosted by Pat McGeehan. It begins right after this.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Fall head over heels with Melody of Love, great 50s love songs. A 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Writing love.
Darling, you send me.
Whisper sweet nothings while listening to the original recordings of legendary performers from the 50s, including Tony Bennett, Elvis Presley, Perry Como, Patti Page, Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, Doris Day, Buddy Holly, and many more. Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE77.
Somewhere along the way, take my hand.
MusicRewind.com to get Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs today for just $19.98 or call 855-798-5556. Use promo code LOVE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code LOVE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There's a lot that can go wrong in your business, but there's one thing that will eventually go wrong that you can be prepared for if you act right now. That is backing up your personal and business data. Someday, somewhere, that one-inch piece of plastic that powers your computer will fry, or someone will hack into your system, and you'll be left wondering, gee, do I have all of my stuff backed up? Emergencies with your data will happen. So today, you should have one hard copy backup in your office and two copies in the cloud. Act today to protect your small business, or you may regret it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where we now debut a short-form series created in the mid-1940s out of Hollywood, then syndicated nationwide. The host of Strange Adventure was Pat McGeehan, best known for his years of working with Red Skelton. Here is the first of three in a row. Enjoy.
Strange Adventure.
A cry of terror went up from the gun deck of the sloop of war. The captain and the lieutenant who had been talking to the passenger rushed to the companionway that led below deck. A sight of confused destruction met their eyes. One of the cannon had broken loose and, like a frenzied monster, was smashing all before it to rubble. 10,000 pounds of bronze and iron bent on destroying the ship was free to work its will. No man, no thing could stand before it. The ship rolled slightly and the cannon rolled with it, gathering momentum as the deck slanted. Like a demon, it crashed into another gun of the battery, shattering it to bits. Then, as if it had a mind of its own, turned and raced back to smash a gaping hole in the side of the vessel. The gun deck was clear of men, all except one, the man whose cry had given the warning. He lay dead, smashed against the planking of the deck. One of the witnesses of this catastrophe moved. It was the passenger. He elbowed his way between the captain and the lieutenant and descended the ladder to the gun deck where he stood alone, watching the monster's every move. Then the gun captain came into view. Here was the man responsible for this terrible thing. His was the blame, for it was his task to see that each cannon be properly secured. The gun captain was a brave man, and he came forth now to give battle to this instrument of death. Unarmed, save for an iron bar in one hand and a length of rope fashioned in a noose in the other, he approached. The battle began. Time after time, the man dodged skillfully aside at the very moment when it seemed that he must be crushed to death. Back and forth the fight raged, until at last the end was in sight. The cannon seemed to pause, as though unsure of itself. The man with his back to the bulkhead stepped toward it. Then, like a huge beast of prey, the monster sped straight for the gun captain. He could not move fast enough to avoid it. He was trapped, caught between the cannon and the side of the ship. The passenger, who until now had stood so still as to be unnoticed, came to life. As the cannon hurtled past him, he flung a heavy coil of rope between its wheels. The bronze monster hesitated, ensnared in the hempen coils. The gun captain, quick to take advantage, sprang forward and with his iron bar turned the cannon on its side. He slipped the rope noose over the muzzle and lashed the free end to a stanchion. The monster was subdued. Later, when the damage had been repaired, the crew stood at quarters. The captain turned to the man beside him, the passenger, who was a great general. General, this man who fought the cannon and saved the ship should be rewarded. You, our honored guest, should be the one to do it. The general stepped forward and unpinned the cross of St. Louis from the captain's tunic. He turned to the gun captain and pinned it on his shirt. For bravery, the cross of St. Louis. The general paused for but a moment. For carelessness and neglect of duty, death. This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure. Strange Adventure.
The night was cold and dark. The stars flickered in the winter sky like millions of shivering lights. Ralph Hagstrom felt utterly alone as he skimmed across the lake, his blades cutting a knife-like trail in the ice. He would be glad to reach the little village to attend the wedding of Paul Boudreau and Marie Levesque. Marie. He thought of her dancing eyes and bewitching smile. He had loved Marie, loved her madly. Now she was to become the bride of his best friend. He was to be the best man. He glanced at the luminous dial on his watch. 10:00. It came to him like a shock that he was not alone. His eyelashes were frosted and his eyes blurred with the cold. A trick of nature, he thought. He rubbed his eyes and looked again. Yes, there it was, far in front of him, the figure of a skater in long white garments that fluttered ghost-like in the clear night. The phantom skater glided over the ice with a speed and grace that matched his very own, ever staying the same distance ahead. He called aloud, but there was no answer. He saw the figure ahead lift an arm, beckoning him to follow. He wondered who this stranger must be and determined to find out. He followed, thinking to catch his wraith-like companion. But however fast he might go, the white skater went faster. His strange companion seemed to draw him irresistibly, and so he followed through the night. When dawn came, she was gone, and the young man found himself at his destination. He removed his skates and followed the path that ran along the shore of the lake. As the sun rose above the wooded hills, he chanced to gaze lakeward. He was awe-stricken at the sight that met his eyes. There was a great wind drift in the ice. Had he swept along his intended path, watching the stars to guide him, he would have skated into this danger area. His speed and weight would have sent him crashing through the broken ice to a chilling death below. He remembered the white skater. The phantom figure had been his guardian angel. Ralph hurried to the home of his friend. Paul Boudreau opened the door. Ralph sensed there was something wrong.
What's the matter, Paul? This is your wedding day.
No wedding.
What do you mean?
Marie died last night. Ralph was stunned. Some accident or some strange malady must have struck her down. He inquired of his friend. Paul was sad as he spoke. Yesterday afternoon, Marie went skating on the ice. She came home chilled and wandering in her mind. She fell ill and became delirious. She talked of you, Ralph.
Of me? I don't understand.
Neither did we. She said you were on the ice, that you were on your way here. She said you didn't know of the ice breaking up and begged me to meet you and warn you of the danger. She told me she loved you and you must be saved. She died as the clock was striking 10. Ralph pondered, remembering. It was at 10 o'clock when he had noted the time and when he had first seen his phantom guide. This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.
You're listening to A Strange Adventure. We'll be back with more right after this.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be entertained at the guilds.
Tickets available now at cascadetheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And now, welcome back to Strange Adventure on When Radio Was.
Strange Adventure.
It was terribly cold that night in the little village on the banks of the Don. The terrible Russian winter engulfed the whole of the land. The door of the drinking house opened and a strange figure entered the room. The man was small, not over 5 feet, and slender in proportion. A worn fur cap pulled down over his ears almost concealed the weak, pale face. A long black overcoat did the same for the rest of his body. He walked slowly to the bar.
Vodka, please.
A young Cossack lieutenant recognized the little man.
Oh, man, look who's just come in. It is Ivan the Timid One. Hey, come and join our party, little one.
It was more an order than an invitation. He knew that he had to do this. He had always had to do whatever these cold-hearted men wanted.
There's something we would like to know, Pigeon Heart. You live in that little cabin across the village cemetery from this drinking hall, yet you never take the path that leads to the cemetery directly to your door. Why?
The cemetery is nothing to cross, Lieutenant. It is nothing but earth, like all the other earth.
Oh, so it is only earth, you say, eh? But yet you dare not cross it. Here is a challenge for you, then, my brave little comrade. Cross the cemetery tonight, Ivan, and I'll give you 5 rubles, 5 gold rubles.
Ivan was stunned, but rose to his feet.
Yes, my comrades, I'll cross the cemetery, and tonight.
A great roar of laughter filled the room. The lieutenant winked to his men and unbuckled his saber.
Here is your badge of courage, then, Ivan Petrovka. When you get to the center of the cemetery, in front of the biggest tomb, thrust this saber into the ground. In the morning, we shall go there. If the saber is there, you shall get the 5 gold rubles. Ha! If you live!
Ivan took the saber gingerly, buckled it about his middle, outside the long overcoat. Ivan pushed open the heavy iron gate of the cemetery and entered. He began to walk fast, trying to muster up his courage as he went. The wind was a cruel lash that whipped at his body. The saber was like ice in his hands. He broke into a limping run. The place was one of shadows, great hulking shapeless shadows that seemed ready to pounce upon him. Now one of the shadows loomed up ahead, silhouetted against the night horizon. He recognized it as the large tomb. He kneeled, cold and terrified, and drove the saber through the frozen crust into the hard ground. With all his strength, he pushed it down to the hilt. His job was done. He smiled weakly to himself. The challenge had been met and answered. In the morning, 5 gold rubles would be his. Ivan started to rise from his knees, but something held him. Something supernatural gripped him in an unyielding and implacable hold. Ivan tugged and lurched and pulled. He tried to cry out, but the voice froze in his throat. The soldiers found Ivan Petrovka the next morning. The look on his face was not that of a frozen man, but of one killed by some nameless terror. The saber was in the frozen ground where Ivan had plunged it, through the dragging folds of his long overcoat. This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.
Wrapping up 3 episodes of the short-form series Strange Adventure, recorded in Hollywood in 1945 and syndicated across the nation. As I mentioned, narrator Pat McGeehan is best known for his years playing a comic foil on the Red Skelton Show. Well, he also served as the announcer on a late 1950s television version of a famed long-running radio comedy show. I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater.
Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. And this offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about Pat McGeehan. You just heard him narrating the short-form series Strange Adventure. Well, I mentioned he worked for years for Red Skelton and was also an announcer on a late 1950s television version of a famed long-running radio comedy show. The answer is Fibber McGee and Molly. Airing a single season in 1959-1960, it starred Bob Sweeney and Kathy Lewis as the McGees. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her this time around. But hey, visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.